The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Here we go!
Good morning,
I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday.
Hey! It is Friday.
Friday! 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 Friday!
Friday!
The following radio show is not to be listened to in a moving vehicle.
Hey, it's Friday.
And all of a sudden, like three different people go, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I turn around and Chrissy was on the pavement.
Whoa! What happened?
Well, I didn't see anything.
No, now you ask.
Oh, she got mugged.
Now you ask.
She did not.
For that you want.
She did not get mugged.
Pray for Chrissy. She's in surgery right now.
Okay. I'm talking about Uma. Uma!
Chrissy, on the other hand, lost the debilitating battle with gravity that we're all just prone to fight.
Yeah, she fell.
She lost. She fell.
Got mugged.
Three stories.
She got mugged.
She's in surgery right now.
Totally.
Her
okay.
left leg caught on fire. It was incredible.
Oh, you didn't
and
even
horrible.
Say that, Steve-O.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Third degree burn.
You're just sitting over there painting your cars.
Oh, no.
Ah! Chrissy fell over again.
Oh, no, guys.
Chrissy! How did you manage
Chrissy!
To get
go.
Oh my gosh!
This is madness.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
We're talking before the show started.
Get ready for the goofiest radio show on the planet.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, hey, everybody.
How's Chrissy?
I mean, sadly, they
touch
had
and
to
go.
Amputate.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I really thought you were about to say, sadly, they had to pull the plug.
And I was like, wasn't that your decision? What? I got in there and there was a post-it note in crayon that said, do not resuscitate. Resuscitate was spelled completely wrong, but we honored it, man. We honored it.
Ruse and ruse-a-tote. I think it means resuscitate. It says ruse-a-tote.
And then there was Jaden Davidson just standing there with the crayon, and I was like, how'd you get in here?
Get out of here, you crazy kid.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Friday, 6:08 in the a.m.
High today of 96. It's going down, guys.
It's going down.
The heat is not rising.
The heat is on. Looks like we got some thunderstorms. Next few days.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll take 98 degrees and thunderstorms any day to 100 degrees and clear. No!
I would.
No, because then it gets humid.
No,
and like,
let that storm come in and make everything beautiful again.
What I saw yesterday was it's dropping down to not like low 90s.
Yeah.
Upper 80s.
By the end of the weekend, it should hit around 90. Monday looks lovely because it's scattered thunderstorms, high of 90 degrees.
Absolutely lovely.
But,
simply lovely.
Yeah, guys.
Well, welcome to the show. Liveline is open. You can text us at 585.
Already getting questions in this morning.
Are we?
585-5483. What are they saying on the live line?
Got this one. Early this morning, 6 o'clock hour. We got to straighten this up. A little domestic dispute happening. While cleaning the house, the wife and I threw on a music video on Vivo's YouTube account.
Good. Well,
things then got weird.
You never do that.
After a while, a train song came on. Then we decided to see where this terrible path took us.
Oof. That's right.
Train song led us to Papa Roach, which led us to Three Doors Down.
Oh, no.
Which led us to Creed.
Oh, is that my wife's playlist?
Which led us to Stained, and then they gave up.
No. Oh.
Which led to a question.
Go.
My wife and I got into an argument about whether M88 played Creed like 15 years ago, M88.
Well, what's the answer?
Well, sadly, I was here because I'll never have a real
job.
Dang,
dude, you've been here for 7,000 years.
And the truth is, the answer is, we totally did.
Oh! Wait, did you really?
Yeah,
I didn't realize you guys played Creed.
Man,
oh, Dex, don't do this.
One. Look, you see how it won't even play?
It won't even play.
The computers are, they were told a long time ago.
I don't believe we ever played higher.
By their artificial intelligence queen to never play Creed.
What is happening?
I'm so glad that it's not playing. Please don't, please don't fix it.
Why did they change to that one?
Dude, this is live. He's going to say something crazy. He's going to be like, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Scott Stapp doesn't have a shirt on. Great.
Shout out to the Starmie. Starmie member who sent us in that crazy Vivo thing.
Can we
because
not do
now,
this?
Man,
this
now
looks
apparently
like a great show.
It took
no,
us straight.
It doesn't.
You know what? Joey Belleville.
He took
it wasn't his daughter.
Don't say
too
these
long
things.
Ago. I think he took a niece or
don't
he took.
Don't say this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or was it Lauren, kid sister? He took somebody to Creed because they wanted to go, and he was like, ugh. And he said, it was a crazy show.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I hear.
Incredible show. And I'm like, Joey! Okay.
The comforts of this
dude, place. We were in Arizona one time, and we're like, hey, we're here. Let's go catch a Diamondbacks game. And we go out there, because I think it was Diamondbacks Angels, actually. And throwing out the first pitch, Scott Stapp.
How was that?
Like it was
Scott
so,
Stapp.
He didn't get it to the pitch.
Oh,
to the
that's
catcher.
The best.
He didn't get to the catch.
I love it there. When celebrities get out there and they can't even make it to the
but yeah,
plate.
Okay. We played, I believe, one song from Creed, and then we were like, eh.
Which song was it?
What If.
We what played If, What If, What If, What If I...
Yeah, we played What If. I think that was the first single that was serviced to Christian radio way back in the day, 15 years ago wow. back in the day.
You guys didn't play Higher?
Or I don't think we did.
Open?
We played Higher. We played.
Yeah, you guys played all that on the edge.
I know, you,
four
you guys
I think,
played
but I think by then there was like their Christian band, you know, quote unquote, label had already been called into question. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because we also played Evanescence. We played the one with the 12 stones. Wake me up!
Ugh, hate
Wake
that song.
Me up and
yeah, we played the tar out of that one. So, yes, sadly. But then shortly thereafter, usually it was like you'd play the first single and then the band would be like, nah, man, we're not a Christian band. And then back then, M88 would be like, pull it. They said they're not a Christian band.
Yeah.
They're just Christians. That's not the same. It's obviously completely different. We have to pull it.
Mm.
So I think we played What If by Creed and
what
we played
if?
The first single from Evanescence.
You know what? I'm excited that it's that mentality is not really around.
I know.
Now,
same here.
There are certain different cases. As with Trey from Everyday Sunday, I'm
right.
sure all of you guys saw it. Yes, we pulled Everyday Sunday's music, but that's
right.
probably doing you guys a freaking favor anyway.
Yeah, it was.
Well, there were bands like, I remember back in the day, 12 Stones. They were Christians.
Dude,
and
that,
they were,
yeah, the, yeah, the singer was from Mississippi.
Well,
he was from South Mississippi.
We pulled them for a different reason, because they came out here for a show. And there wasn't enough weed in the world. They were 12 stoned.
Ah,
and we were like,
man.
We were like, well, I guess because we know, right? You have a responsibility or something.
Yeah.
This, again, this was like 15 years ago. So you, I don't want to judge or whatever. But, yeah. Yep. We just got a text on the live line from somebody from Farmington who said, I was at that Creed show with Collective Soul years ago. Guys. It was awesome.
Yeah, pyro.
That's what I heard. I heard it was an incredible show. Yeah. And so you're just like, okay.
He's got pyro.
I mean, it's Mark Tremonti. That dude is crazy on them guitars.
Let's face it, the rest of the band.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Oh, dude.
Look at the pyro.
Mark Tremonti. You
look,
just had that leg up.
The band. You're looking at the pyro.
Yeah, dude. Just had the leg up. That's where... Jesse McDermott got all of his moves from Mark Tremonti.
I'm going to say this right now. I think, and this is probably, Jesse McDermott would probably throw up on me if I said this to him. I think Jesse McDermott has just greatly surpassed Mark Tremonti in every way.
Yeah.
Jesse is so good
yeah.
at everything he plays.
Yeah.
He plays over at Believer Center. He plays drums for them, and he put up a video the other day, and I was like, good grief, Jesse.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Yeah, he's incredible.
It's crazy. He's such a talent. That's Dave, our boy Dave Myers that calls in.
Yeah.
It's his bro.
We used to play Old Man Shattered, their band back in the day, and
Old
I remember he was the drummer
he
initially.
Was. When I met him, he
and,
was the drummer.
And then I think Dave Eifert left the band and he had to move over to guitar. And I was like, oh man, but you're such a great drummer. Oh my gosh, you're a better guitar player.
He's even better.
I hate you.
So here's what I want to
do. Don't
do
this.
I want to see.
No. Stop it.
We just saw
no, we
what a Creed concert
There's
was
a
like,
rule here.
Which looks
this.
Epic.
Hey, Starmy member who started us on this train wreck.
Guess what? I'm the music director. You can't do this.
I'm good.
No,
it.
You can't do it.
Well, but
I'll talk to he who must not be
do
named.
It. Come this, on. I need to know. Is
I'm
going to
just
programming, for programming's sake, what does this
Look
do
at
for
those
us?
Program
singing.
Director.
I mean,
oh, man,
I appeal to you
right
as music
now.
Director.
I mean,
I don't see any pyro.
Listen, man.
I
give you
the captain of the ship.
Oh. Okay.
Can't hear it.
I'll tell you right now. I give you the free and clear to play whatever you want.
Stop.
However, if there comes a time where we have to dump something, you will be suspended from Monday's show.
Button. Hit the dump button.
You will be suspended from Monday's show.
I really am like you. Just say sorry.
Where's their pyro? There's no pyro there.
Story. This time
Man, I've heard that
mistaken.
A Nickelback concert is just as good as a Creed concert.
Breaking and I've been wrong.
Have I ever told you guys my Nickelback?
To the bottom of every...
Wait, did it stop? Wow. Sorry, I was just... What happened?
I hope you're proud
I blacked
of
out. I blacked out. What
he
happened?
He knew all the lyrics.
What happened,
yeah, of course he did.
Man. My bad.
Sorry, guys. Never made my it bad. As a wise man.
Nickelback is like Whew. The skin cancer of music.
Oh, well, there was a lot of people there. 463 million views right
A lot
here
of people have
one.
Skin cancer. They don't even know it.
Somebody else on the live line just chimed in and said, I totally remember that 12 Stone show. It was with Skillet and Pillar. Those guys were gone.
Skillet.
They were. It was bad.
It was with Pillay.
Yeah. Pillay, Skillet, and 12 Stoned.
Wow.
It was pretty. I remember because it was at the pinnacle of when they were, quote, good. Do you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, 12 Stones, man. You're in that one song with Evanescence, and you got one record, so we don't know
wait,
that you're
wait,
just,
yeah.
you know, the same song 140 times. You're still pretty cool. Oh, no, guys.
No,
the Christians are doing them drugs. Yeah, we got to well. Pull it. Wow, these guys are bad.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
is bad. Just didn't know. Gosh.
Okay. Anyway,
enough of this. Enough of this.
Yeah, shout out
Just
to the
let's stop right
listener
now.
Who chimed in.
Gosh.
Have you guys ever done that though? Have
what?
You guys what him and his wife did last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Vivo
say,
YouTube account path of crazy.
I was going to say at the
that.
Beginning of this, it depends on which train song he's referring to because I got to tell you. If Drops of Jupiter would have come on,
oh man,
me and producer Doug would have been jamming.
Oh, I would have been jamming.
We would have been hugging, yeah. probably just doing some just light kissing.
Okay, you.
I got to talk about this, guys. I have to.
Oh no,
been with my wife for how many years? 14, 15, 29,
I mean,
1,000 years.
After you hit double digits, you just stop counting because you know your stuff.
My wife has the worst taste in music ever.
I mean, disagree.
I mean, completely different.
I couldn't disagree more.
Than anything that I like. I mean, I can't stand road trips because when my wife takes control of
this
the radio
is Chrissy and I.
Or the iPod.
How did we ever get together?
I don't know.
Like, how does this work? Last night, Chrissy goes, oh my gosh. Book of Love is celebrating their 30th anniversary in New York or LA or wherever they were playing last night. And I looked at her and I went, I'm sorry, who? She's like, Book of Love? Oh my gosh! And then grabs her phone and she starts playing these like 80s electronic like new wave songs. And I'm like, I promise you, I've never heard this before.
Yeah.
This is the worst.
When Leslie and I
Can you please
first
put on
got
some
together?
Third Eye Blind or some Dovetail Joint?
When Leslie
Nickelback.
And I got married.
Or Nickelback. Wait, what?
Three Doors Down, the Kryptonite song, and
oh
there was
my
a couple
gosh.
Other hits.
Oh,
where,
no, don't.
Yeah. So
don't.
She thinks that those are our songs.
Boys. Okay.
Oh, hey.
I
Kryptonite is your wedding song.
No, it's not.
Kryptonite. If I go to prison, man, will you still call me Super Dex?
Oh, my God.
If I'm
Super
laughing,
Dex.
Well, you've been there.
What is happening? I know these words.
You're doing it. Gosh. You tell us what's happening.
We got a couple comments from the live line. One just said, did you really just say like kissing? Wow.
Kidding. It was a joke.
Somebody else wants to know, why are we talking about Creed and Nickelback? For the listeners that are just joining us.
How did we get there?
Let me just tell you. We got there because a husband and a wife got into a mild argument last night because they were cleaning the house, and the wife and this husband decided to throw on a music video on Vivo's YouTube account. And this is seriously what happens in my household. Chrissy and I, she'll get bored, and it's like, I don't want to watch TV. Let's just watch music videos.
Let's just jam.
I'm like, oh, no! Because here's what happened to this couple last night. It started with the Train song, which led to Papa Roach, which led to Three Doors Down, which led to Creed, which led to Stained, and then they were like, oh, I'm out! This is the worst! And then they got into an argument over whether M88 played Creed like 15 years ago.
Yeah, they got into a huge fight.
What you don't want to do is,
sadly, it's true,
keep going down that rabbit hole, and then Days of the New comes on.
No!
Like old Stained, like Mud Shovel comes on.
See, I would be more okay with that than what happens with Chrissy and I, because what happens is she goes, I just want to watch that new T-Swift video, and I'm like, well, I love
dude.
I loves me some T-Swift, so I'm okay with the T-Swift. And it starts with T-Swift, and next you know, you're going down the Jason Derulo rabbit hole of pop, and it's like The Weeknd, and there's only so many times I can hear all of these songs for the 140th
Weeknd's
time.
Not bad.
You got Demi Lovato on there, and then you got just like, no, Chrissy, no. Because I can't watch any of those music videos. I'm like, I guess I'll just listen over here because I can't look at anything. Tell her to put some clothes on. She's 23 years old. This is weird. It's weird. I don't like it, guys.
I still love you, though, wife. I do.
Wait, my wife?
No, my wife.
Oh, okay, because I was like, whoa, dude, we're just talking about Chrissy.
Well, I mean,
it makes sense.
I was not
sense
very encouraging.
Because you and Chrissy are like peas in a pod, and Leslie
our personalities
are
a lot of life.
So when we go, how about this? We'll go on family road trips together, and we'll caravan, and Leslie and I'll ride in a car,
that
and you and Chrissy
great.
Will ride in a car. You
no,
guys
wait,
can
hold
listen
on.
To like,
I don't like her playlist. That's
no,
the only
no
thing.
No one does.
You guys,
computers and robots like her playlist because it's all electronic.
I don't. All of this is crazy right now.
What is Dawn like when it comes to music?
Music? She likes really good music.
Same
got
things
great
you like?
Taste. A lot. Yeah, a lot
really?
Of the same stuff. Not exactly
like?
The same. I
what
like
is that
more,
like as a couple to be able to share that?
I like more pop punk music. Like if I start going, she'll listen to Blink and she'll listen to certain. She likes Taking Back Sunday.
When like A Day to Remember.
No, I don't listen to The Day to Remember.
What?
I don't even care about that band.
Oh, my gosh.
But then...
Homesick.
If I start going into, like, Newfound Glory or The Starting Line or Homegrown, all those drive-through records bands, or if I go, like... She likes Reliant K, but if I, like, go Reliant K deep cuts
right.
and I'm, like, back in the Anatomy and the Tongue-in-Cheek,
yes!
You know,
great
then,
record.
Then she starts... She's kind of like, can we listen to something else? Because I'll go on a... Like, people always ask me, they're like... especially concerning the Star 88 playlist. It's like, why don't you just play the music that you like? And then I'm thinking, I am saving you.
Yeah.
Because if we played what I like, everyone would hate this station.
Yeah. Not everyone. I'd be into it.
Yep. You can't
You'd
do
be
that.
Into it for about a week.
Yeah.
That's the thing
like,
with pop punk music.
Yeah.
I can just do it forever. I can listen to it forever and ever. I don't care. And then some people are like, no.
After about an hour, it all blends into the same person because it's like just that nasally.
Yeah.
Like, so I hear what
you're saying.
And
then the newer pop punk stuff, like Day to Remember, I just never got it. I stopped at Set Your Goals. Set Your Goals came out, and I liked that first record. And then the second one came out, and I was like, it's got Haley from Paramore on it, and I don't. No.
So, do you guys compromise on road trips? Because Chrissy and I will try and find common ground. Like, we'll try, because we both do have a love for 90s rock alternative, but certain bands. So, it'll be like, oh, I loved Silverchair. Okay, cool. Silverchair's good. The Pumpkins? I'm like, but the Pumpkins, you know? So, we'll have to, like,
here's what we have to listen to. If Leslie and I are going to agree on a playlist, it's got to be Korn, Five Finger Death Punch,
Weird.
Avenged Sevenfold.
What?
Yeah, which I'm not really that into, but I enjoy it every
you
once
like
in a while.
Dumb
depends
stuff.
On the mood. And but that's the only thing.
I like
the
Avenged Sevenfold's
thing.
Older stuff, like the City of Evil record and before, when they were vampires.
Yeah,
they're you know,
Chrissy right now is into pop and rap, not hip hop. Like rap. Like, she'll put it on, and I'm like, Chrissy, do you hear what they're talking about? She's like, this beat is so good. And I'm like, they're just talking about somebody dancing, like, with the stuff.
Chrissy,
like,
no.
I can't even say it.
Chrissy,
it's not
no.
appropriate.
338-3700. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Pull boy,
man.
Hey, check the end times are here, man.
Sign of the times. Whoa. Sign of the times.
Whoa.
You want me to tell you why?
Yes.
I just went into the backyard.
Oh.
Of a customer, and they have turtles, little turtles.
I love turtles.
I love turtles.
I like turtles.
And the turtle, as God is my witness right now, dude, is chowing down on the thigh and leg of a rabbit.
Okay, well,
are you kidding me?
I just don't even know.
I like turtles.
Yeah, I just.
You need to get out of there, man.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
And it's just chowing, dude. You can just see all the blood and the muscle tissue, and it's just chomping down on
it. Why are you watching that?
What the heck?
It's only a matter of time before it gets a taste for human flesh, and you're next. Get out of there.
Oh, man. And you know who's going to live is that little kid who loves turtles.
Yeah.
I like turtles.
Yeah. He's going to live.
He's going to live forever.
He's going to rule over those.
Oh, I love man. You guys, man.
Love
Have
you
a
too,
good weekend, man.
All right, we got to go to break.
We got 1,000.
Oh, man.
No, we don't. We don't have.
Hey, guys, good news. We're not alone. I believe that was Joe that just texted in on the live line. He said, I'm all about heavy music. August Burns Red, Devil Wears Prada. His wife, Kristen, only listens to Ellie Goulding.
Oh, hey, I'd listen to Ellie Goulding
I would too.
August Burns Red every day of the week.
Yeah. We have a big show planned for you, Starmie. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
There's a verdict in this Stairway to Heaven trial. A jury in L.A. says Led Zeppelin did not rip off this classic guitar riff. The band was sued for copyright infringement, accused of stealing that sound from the song Taurus by the band Spirit.
In Baltimore, some protests.
All safe.
Police officer Cesar Goodson Jr. found not guilty on all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. Now, Goodson was the driver of the transport van in which Freddie Gray sustained a fatal injury.
A masked gunman who broke into a movie complex in Western Germany has been shot and killed, according to the German Interior Minister.
An evenly divided U.S. Supreme Court has effectively blocked President Obama's executive action on immigration.
For more than two decades now, our immigration system, everybody acknowledges, has been broken.
A plane powered only by the sun has landed in Spain after a nearly three-day flight across the Atlantic.
The government says new home sales fell 6% last month.
IKEA is recalling thousands of child safety gates. Follows reports of children falling down stairs after the locking mechanism failed.
6:40, good morning.
High today of 96 degrees.
Well, we might as well just check the roads. We do it every morning. And
nothing's happening.
I know.
Except Eubank Boulevard North and Indian School Road is closed due to an accident. Southbound's reopened, closed due to a serious accident from McKnight to Baldwin, Hughes, Wyoming, or Juan to Bow. That's your look at traffic.
Good morning, Starmie.
Did you
Welcome
find another
to the program.
I just chimed into Phoenix just to see and... Steve-O just opened a treasure trove.
Yeah.
So apparently
hit the lottery.
Like if you guys bought tickets.
Hall & Oates, guys.
Are you kidding me?
Prophets of Rage, Hall & Oates, Counting Crows, and Rob Thomas.
I can't go for that.
Teo, tell everybody
Weezer
what's going
on. Weezer and Panic
on.
At the Disco.
Okay, so.
Sublime with
everybody,
Summer Tour.
Listeners, listen, because Steve-O and Dex would not have known about this unless I would have just randomly mentioned it.
Thank you so much.
So, Ticketmaster.com, the company, was recently involved in a class action lawsuit. And if you bought tickets on Ticketmaster through Ticketmaster.com between 1999 and 2013, if you bought any tickets to any show, you need to log into your Ticketmaster account because you might have vouchers for free shows.
They have doled out $5 million in ticket vouchers. Class action lawsuit members can receive ticket vouchers that represent two general admission tickets. So here's the deal. The maximum number of vouchers that you can receive for any account is 17 vouchers.
Yeah, guess how many Steve-O got.
Yeah, guess how many Steve-O got.
17 vouchers! Woo! He can go to 17 general admission shows.
Guys, and it's 17 times two. It's a pair of tickets.
It's a pair of tickets to 17 shows because apparently from the 90s, I told you guys, I used to go to a lot of shows.
Yeah, it was like blown away. You spent millions of dollars.
Yeah, dude. The last time I bought a ticket through Ticketmaster was in 2009. Dex can't even remember the last time he
bought a ticket here in Albuquerque, ever.
You got to remember, like, some of our favorite bands, Jimmy Eat World.
Tickets for all these?
No.
Oh, what? You know
Jerk?
What? You know what's crazy?
Come on.
I think the ticket I bought was Paramore Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah.
I think that's the ticket I bought.
Didn't you guys hit me up for that?
No. I was on tour, and that was in Sacramento, California. We went on an off day.
So usually, if it was local, sure, but like we saw Mumford & Sons at Red Rocks, Ticketmaster, Foo Fighters, Red Rocks, Bjork, Red Rocks, shows. So a lot of shows we saw at the Pepsi Center in Denver, because big tours didn't come here. U2, Denver. Jimmy Eat World like three times in Phoenix, you know, even though they came here, we still wanted to see them in their hometown.
So the maximum amount is 17?
17 pairs.
Do you think you would have more
than
that? Oh man.
Dude, we used to buy tickets especially if it was a big tour. You know what I mean? When Nin announced that they were retiring, like we went to El Paso, we saw the tour, you know, Joey and I would travel because it's close enough that if there's a good show in Denver or Phoenix, I'm going, you know, especially if they don't come to Albuquerque. But now I have a decision to make because I was all about going to see Thrice on October 4th because there was no way I could afford stupid amounts of money to see Mumford & Sons. But I got a voucher that says I can.
I got a voucher that says I can. What would you say, what's the average concert ticket that you paid for? What's the average?
Let's say with
$50
no.
for a ticket?
Dude.
$20 a ticket? $100 a ticket?
I was going to say
really?
100. Let's go average and say 70.
Just a ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Because big shows like Mumford. Dude, Mumford here was like 150 or something stupid like that for a ticket.
Say what?
A ticket.
Say 150. What?
Okay, so.
Pair of tickets.
Pair of
do this so math.
Take like,
oh, Dex, I'm so proud.
Here,
of
you want me to do it quickly? Because no, I can do it with my brain faster than your calculator. 70 times 2 is 140. 140 times 17 is?
$2,380. That's how much you just got.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's just how much you got back.
This person, somebody on the live line said, what if you never set up a Ticketmaster account?
Nothing.
I don't know. Yeah,
no, because you have to sign into your account.
I didn't get any. I have an account. Like, I went back through my email and just looked, searched Ticketmaster, and then I had an account login from 2009. But I didn't have any vouchers because that's probably the only time I've used Ticketmaster since then. I don't even know.
You know when you get money for like Christmas or something, you think of the 17 ways you want to spend it, and then you stop and go, wait.
Yeah.
Because like all of the shows local, we could probably still get tickets to.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Are you going to give these to me? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
Teo,
no!
Teo needs what? What's the percentage? Because you're the one who brought this up.
No, I'm not even doing that.
Take that percentage,
man. If you want to give me the tickets...
Hey,
if you
want to
give me 12 pair of the tickets.
Chances are if there's a good show coming to Denver or Phoenix and we like the same music and Chrissy doesn't want to go, oh, we're going, buddy.
How many tickets have I hooked you up with? Over the years? how many times have you guys hit me?
Wait. Does it count if Buck or Baxter gave them to me?
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
We were a team.
No.
Same thing.
Because there were a few times where I'd try and hit you up and you wouldn't respond and I'd have to go to Buck or Baxter or somebody.
We owe Dex. Dex is the one that would always
respond. Baxter and Buck never gave.
Yeah, Dex is the one that always did.
Always. If I could hook it up, I always hooked it up.
I don't know, man.
He's messing with you, dog.
Besides, guys, we have till 2020 to we don't want to just blow them all now.
Like, that's true.
Let's save them. You never
know. What if My Chemical Romance gets back?
Yeah, you have till 2020?
Yeah, till 2020 to redeem these.
Ow.
I have 17 pairs of tickets.
What if Garth Brooks comes to town?
Exactly.
I'm so excited. Let's do giveaways on the air.
No, we're not doing that. These are mine.
They are yours.
Congratulations,
hey,
man.
We just had somebody on the live line say, oh my gosh! Dudes, I'm shooting for 17 tickets myself. It's 17 pair.
17 pair. So not 17 tickets. I got 17 pair of tickets because I spent stupid amounts of money.
Man.
What?
Oh. That's... Was Chrissy excited?
You know what the funny thing is?
I was like, Chrissy! And she goes, what? Oh, that's... Oh, my mom's calling. I gotta go. I'm like, Chrissy!
She's probably... You know what? When she fell on her knee, it affected her brain.
Yeah, she did.
Surgery was, yesterday.
I was like losing my mind excited, and that was her response. Oh, that's really... Wow, that's... Oh, sorry. Hey, yay, my mom. I gotta get this.
Ugh.
Cool, man. I'm not... I know who I'm not taking to concerts.
Maybe she's not into any of the bands.
Well, yeah, because I immediately said, Chrissy, Blink-182 and Mumford!
Yeah.
Well, honestly, though, between the two, I would choose Thrice, hands down.
I think I would too. Because
you've seen Mumford.
We were supposed to go to not since they turned
not
electronic,
new Mumford.
Though.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, you can go see them next year with your free tickets.
Don't do the Thrice. I got that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, we're going to go see Thrice. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Chances are, Tao and I are going to have our luggage with us because we're probably hitting the red eye directly after Thrice.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yes.
But Thigpen, our buddy who lives in New York, just saw the Thrice show in New York City and said, because I said, I might fly on Tuesday, but Thrice is at night. And in all caps, he said, do not miss Thrice. Like, this is the show.
Yeah.
This is, like, they are pulling up stuff from, like, Identity Crisis. Like, their entire catalog.
Are they playing Deadbolt?
Oh, dude.
Man.
I bet you if we talked to Dustin,
are they playing Deadbolt?
Because they're just playing different songs at each show. It's not like, here's our set. They're just throwing out, like, they have such a great catalog that...
Yeah. I feel like I won the lottery, guys.
You did.
I won the lottery.
You didn't win the lottery.
I feel like
your friend won the lottery, he is exactly.
We're one.
But
the three of us are one.
This is now you understand what's going to happen if I ever actually win the lottery because, you know, we have to share the wealth, guys. So
that's it, man.
I wonder how many I can use for each show though. Do you think it matters? Like
what I was going to ask.
Cuz I only get a pair.
I wonder if you can only use two.
You guys
show.
Are constantly going to be fighting for my love.
No, it's
weird. It's okay. They didn't give us three of each show, just two.
Well, you know, I never go to concerts, so
that's true.
You don't have to worry
about me.
That's
also true. It's going to be me and Tao for life because we go to all of them. Yeah. I even drug him to an Alice in Chains show once, and he was like, I don't even really.
It was so funny.
But it was awesome.
It was so funny because I told the House of Heroes guys, and Tim looked at me, and he was like, oh, Mateo. He said, I just don't think you can fully appreciate what you're going to get to see.
Right.
And I said, I know, Tim, I can't.
We went to, why did we go see, well, I had never seen Alice in Chains.
It was because
it wasn't Wayne Staley. But.
It was, but wasn't that the show that was, there was one that was like Coheed and Cambria and Circus Survive, and then it was also, they like mixed festivals.
Yeah, I remember that show.
I believe you hooked us up with those.
You did. You hooked us up with those. It was it wasn't Edge Fest, but it was the
2-day
festival. It was the Rock and the Rio, and it was Alice in Chains, and I don't remember who.
And they mixed two festivals.
There you go.
Or two tours for the festival. But then we saw, who else did we see?
I drug you to Nine Inch Nails once, didn't I?
Yeah, but that was cool because
Soundgarden.
I got to see what's his face play, the drummer.
Yes,
Elin Rubin.
He was great, but he just was like, "Cool, man." And I was like, "Oh,
guys,
this is my jam!"
If you're just joining us,
great.
Ticketmaster. If you have bought tickets on Ticketmaster, there's been this class action lawsuit going on where Ticketmaster has paid out over $5 million. Back to people that have purchased tickets over from, 1999?
Since 1999, guys. Since before 9/11.
Steve-O logs onto his Ticketmaster account, and he has 17
pairs of tickets.
Of tickets for free
I guess
they gave back to him.
Guys, we have listeners right now that weren't alive.
Oh,
when this started happening.
That's crazy.
So I guess they settled this case in 2013 with the court granting final approval of the settlement in February 2015. So they're finally doling out stuff. But it included all consumers who transacted on Ticketmaster.com specifically.
See, and that's what I think I had the one
thing. So,
right. So if you went to a box office, it doesn't count. This is specifically, hey, you bought these online from 1999 to 2013. You have to log into your account. Yes, you had to have an account at Ticketmaster, but they have already given over $5 million worth of eligible ticket vouchers. The first wave of eligible events actually closed because so many people were redeeming their vouchers, but now it looks like a second set of tickets have been released. But yeah, you can, the maximum is 17 vouchers per account, and each voucher is worth two general admission tickets.
Steve-O just got almost $3,000 worth of free tickets to any show that he really wants to go to.
That's not even including the discount codes, because you also got a discount code for $225 per transaction and a $5 shipping code if you had your ticket shipped to you. So I have like 20 of those as well. So like,
yeah, log on. Log on to that Ticketmaster.
You
and
could
find
have
out.
Money waiting for you.
Man, it's pretty that's cool. Great.
All right, we got a big show planned for you guys. This
morning. We do. Lots of 17, in fact, 17 big shows.
Here's another thing that happened last night. Last summer, I got to be an extra in a little movie called Independence Day Resurgence.
Ah?
Oh man!
And last night, I went to see that movie, and you'll have to tune back in to see if I saw myself.
Okay.
Or I guess you could just go look at my social media because I've already posted.
Oh man. We'll talk about that this morning. Coming up at 7:20, if you guys watch Hardcore Pawn, we're going to have Les and Seth on.
Yes, dude.
Les and Seth Gold.
My brother owns a pawn shop locally here in town, so I can't wait to talk to them about
history.
This.
True TV.
True TV.
That's probably what it's on.
Yeah.
It's funny to see. We talked about this yesterday. You have like the Storage Wars shows. You had American Pickers and like the whole like antique show trend. And then for some reason, pawn shops got swept up in this. So you had Pawn Stars, Hardcore Pawn, and of course, you know, they're so punny. But yeah, like this whole trendy pawn store, pawn shop thing.
Well, Pawn Stars just blew up, and then, we should make other pawn shop shows.
Right, it'll be great.
So I don't know.
Scotty needs a pawn shop show. Every time.
If any pawn shop needs a show, it's Scotty.
Dude, my brother here in Albuquerque, he owns a pawn shop, and we've gone in a couple times to visit him, and it is like a reality TV show.
It is.
It is. You can't script what we've seen
every
in
time
that
you're
show.
In there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what just happened? Yeah. I just witnessed something.
It is so odd. But he's down like in the university area, you know what I mean? So it's like,
oh yeah,
they're like on Central.
Rough.
Yeah. So like, you just know, man, you never know who's about to walk
there.
In there. It's hilarious.
So funny.
Well, we got a few minutes here.
We got like 1 minute.
A few headlines.
Yesterday, and probably the biggest news in the world, Britain voted to leave the European Union. God save the Queen!
The fascist regime! That's huge news.
It's giant. Made you a moron. And it's not only like just, oh, they voted to leave. It's like the pound, the British currency, has plummeted. Mm. The stock market over in Britain has crashed. Germany's currency and stock market are being affected. It is like mass ramifications are happening right now.
They're probably still better off than us.
UK has voted to leave the European Union. Cameron, who is that their prime minister or whatever, quitting.
Man.
Markets are plunging. It's a big
deal. Is everything okay over there? Is it chaos? Is anybody is?
Okay, so this is what's happening. In the single most monumentous day, momentous day, not monumentous, but monumental day in British politics since World War II, the United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union. The impact of this result has been far and wide, with global markets have been hit, and UK Prime Minister David Cameron has announced his resignation.
Wow.
Man. And what it's really revealed is the split. Like, we're over here in America, and we're like, oh, man, we've got a crazy split this year between the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, this has revealed a giant split within the British population, because some people wanted to stay. You had a lot of celebrities, a lot of politicians coming out for both sides of the equation saying, hey, we need to stay in this, because if we get out, you know, we can't be the like the major influence that we've been, and we need to blah, 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 blah. And then you had people saying, we need to get out because they're all dragging us down. And it was close, guys.
17,410,742 votes to leave. 16,141,241 votes to stay. 52 versus 48%. It was almost a completely even split. This is big news, and the fallout from this will just keep happening. Big news worldwide.
All right, we got lots to talk about this morning. We just got to take a little break here. It's Friday. Good morning.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
7:10.
Night a day of 96 degrees, girl.
Yeah. No accidents or anything like that to report right now. You're doing a great job. You're getting ready. You go to work and have a good day. It's Friday. That's your look at traffic.
585-LIVE. That's our live line number.
Steve-O.
Text us.
I just thought of what you should save it for. Because Steven Tyler was in the news and said that probably in 2017, Aerosmith's going to be doing some final run shows.
Ooh, yeah.
You're just joining us. Ticketmaster just settled a class action lawsuit with the world. If you used Ticketmaster.com, yeah.
with Steve.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever used Ticketmaster.com, specifically their online website, you could be eligible for some vouchers, ticket vouchers to concerts.
Yeah. Steve-O's eligible for 5,000 pairs of tickets.
The maximum number of vouchers you can get is 17. Each voucher is good for a pair of tickets.
And Steve-O got the max.
I got 17. Dude, how about this? Further Seems Forever plays How to Start a Fire at the Gramercy Theater in New York City.
Whoa!
Eligible.
Steve-O's just Googling shows all over the world, man.
Because here's the thing. It's only for certain shows, and a lot of them are already voucher sold out.
Yeah.
So, because they gave out $5 million worth of tickets. So,
man.
Fan of Duran Duran? Sorry, voucher sold out. Fly of the Conchords? Completely sold out.
Yeah, you're going to have to jump on those shows right when they announce them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Good, though. Yeah. That's fun. That's fun stuff.
Yep.
It's fun. And you know what? You know what I hope? Oh, my gosh. I hope that this is the start of a revolution that gets people back to concerts.
Heck yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, that's a great way to do it. Man, the Illuminati really helped us out this time.
Good job. Good job, Illuminati.
Yep. God save the Queen. The United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union yesterday, 52% to 48%.
It's crazy.
Yeah, stock markets aren't reacting well. The lead-up to the vote was controversial, too. Last week, a prominent member of Parliament in the Remain camp was murdered.
Yep.
Man, it's not looking good over there.
Mm-mm.
UK.
Mm. Yeah. So one big question is like, okay, Britain's leaving the European Union. Who cares? We're America. This practically affects all of us.
Yeah.
For example, say you're an international globetrotter. Steve-O's over there Googling, you know, every show in the world.
Yeah.
See if he's got free vouchers.
Because you don't want to use your vouchers locally.
Yeah,
I mean,
come on.
Come on. Who wants to do that? You want to go see something, you know, somewhere cool like Civil Twilight in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the Foundry.
Say you wanted to go to the O2 Arena over in the UK.
Mm.
You're like, man, this I want to see a show there. Well, it's officially cheaper now for you to visit the UK than it has been in decades. I don't know if we should be cheering for this. The British pound took a huge battering on the announcement of the referendum results, dropping to a record low. And while a Brexit sorts itself out in the coming months, the currency is likely to remain weak. Somebody tweeted, "Upside, Britain is on sale. Everything 10 to 15% off. Steak and kidney pies for everyone."
It's not good. Steak and kidney pies?
I guess that's a thing over there.
Uh-huh.
Americans are the second biggest group to visit the UK. And I guess the biggest group being French. The French love to go over to the UK, but I bet we're going to be replacing them.
Well, if you think about it, European-wise over there. They're the closest thing to us.
Yes. If you're European, I'm not a watching, am I right?
Okay, that's...
I was talking to John, and John said he would never go to the UK because he can't speak the language. And
okay.
John who?
He made a funny joke.
All right.
Yeah, nobody likes John.
Nobody
likes John.
I giggled a little.
Everybody gets that.
Yeah.
Nobody liked it. So, the British holidaymaker, say you go over there and you're like, I'd love to make a holiday over here, whatever that means. Do you just get to make holidays? Like, is there a Tao Day I can make if I went to Britain?
Yeah. I mean, you could try.
Maybe I'll do it. I don't know. It's cheap now. I mean. British people, Britain is not part of Europe's borderless Schengen zone. I don't know. There's a link. I could learn what that was if I wanted to. So British people are already checked at entrance points in the European Union member nations. They must show their passports but do not need them stamped to enter. That's what that means. Mm. Even after Brexit, the EU would unlikely try to restrict British people entering the region for a holiday. The most likely scenario is that British nationals would be treated much the same as those from other countries with close ties, meaning they could enter the Schengen zone, but their passports would be stamped and they would join non-EU citizen lines at entry points.
Wow.
So you're going to be changing lines. Investor. Wow.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Carl.
Hey, we're coming to you early. Sorry about that. Is it okay to roll with Les right now?
Yeah, would you just patch him through and then we'll jump on with him in just like 30 to 45 seconds.
Sounds great. We'll do it. All right.
When were they supposed to call?
7:20.
That's okay.
So let me set this up because on hold is Les and Seth Gold from Hardcore Pawn. They're the father-son duo who run a pawn shop in Detroit called American Jewelry and Loan. The show's in its 9th season on True TV. Here's some interesting facts for you. The show is syndicated in over 52 countries.
Whoa!
It's the number one unscripted TV show in its time slot.
Wow.
And their pawn shop is located on 8 Mile Road. Yeah. M&M? 8 Mile? That's where it's at.
Hey, you know what? I bet they aired the same night as the NFL. And that's why they noticed. They said this was unscripted.
The NFL is not scripted.
Because the number one
sports
scripted
is real,
program,
man.
Uh-huh.
NFL. Sports is real.
Number one scripted program.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Is this Les and Seth Gold?
Well, it's Les. Seth is still moseying his way into work today. You know, he's one of those lazy bums.
Yeah.
At least you got the guy that built the store and runs it every day.
That's who we need.
This is perfect. This is perfect. This is who we wanted to talk to. Man, my name is Steve-O, and my brother actually owns a pawn shop locally here in Albuquerque. And so we like to go visit him because your business is crazy.
Yes.
Well, maybe Steve-O's business is crazy. Ours is not. Ours is good.
Yeah? Okay. Because it seems every time we go in there to visit my brother, it's like, you know, just the salt of the earth and just coming out of the woodwork. Talk a little bit about the pawn shop industry. What made you want to even get into this?
You know, when I was 7 years old, my grandfather had a pawn shop. And I made my first sale. I sold the hydraulic jack for $10. That was the day I made my first $1 million sale. Mm-hmm. And I was hooked. You know, I loved negotiating. I loved wheeling and dealing. And it's because of my grandfather that I actually stepped foot in a pawn shop.
Wow. Okay. $1 million sale? Wow.
I mean,
it wasn't $1 million. It was $10, but to a 7-year-old kid in 1957,
yeah, right,
it was $1 million.
It was $1 million.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, what's the biggest sale that you've ever done that was like, this is it, this is astronomical, I'll never top this?
Well, you know, I've made, you know, we do a lot of gold refining, but a customer walking in has paid, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for a diamond. So,
okay,
you know, I've sold a 7-carat diamond, I've sold a 5-carat diamond, which is huge value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people spend money every once in a while, but that was the biggest one I've ever made so far.
What would you say in your pawn shop right now is your most prized possession that you just, you don't know if you want to let it go, you don't know if you want to sell it, you just love it?
Yeah, there's nothing in here except for my son that I wouldn't sell. You know, in the past, you know, there's been things that I've collected, but right now, everything's for sale.
All right. Gotcha. Okay. Speaking of that, I've got a country I'd like to sell. It's called a Britain. I'm kind of, I'm in charge. How much could I get for it? Because apparently it's just, I can just throw it out to people.
Well, you know, your brother must be happy today because gold went up 5%. So he's making nothing but money.
Wow, I bet he is. Too.
I have a question. How have things changed for you guys? And this is Teo, by the way. I'm a third person here.
In this room.
How have things changed for you guys since being on TV and becoming like a reality show? Like what's been the big difference, the biggest difference between pre-TV and post-TV?
Well, the biggest thing is as we walk down any street in the world, people notice us. People know who we are. I mean, it's very bizarre for me, being a pawnbroker from Detroit, walking in down the streets of it.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Incredible. Man.
Incredible.
We're talking
you could
with
never...
Yeah,
in life, you know, you always expect the unexpected, but this is something that you could have never dreamed could happen. I wrote a New York Times bestseller. It was just printed in Italian. Seth has a podcast.
Wow.
We're expanding. It's just with the ride that we're on, it's just unbelievable.
We're talking with Les Gold from Hardcore Pawn. Now, you know, there are other, you know, pawn shop shows out there. Yours seems to be kind of stand alone because, you know, you guys, you know, bring the history of the things that people bring in, but also there's lots of drama with people that are coming into the shop, you know, fights breaking out and you having to kick people out of the shop. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we're an unscripted show. The store is open from 9:30 to 6. At 9:15, I put on my white sweater. Seth puts on a striped shirt. I put on my jacket, and cameras are here. So people want their few minutes of fame on TV, and they'll go to any lengths to do it.
Right.
See on the show. So they only pick out the best things, the best fights between the family, the best fights between us and the customers, and that's what you see. But what you see is what it is.
Has there ever been a time where there was an incident in the store that you just knew was going to be a part of the show because the drama, the whatever that was cut? That didn't.
Well, you could tell. I mean, you know, I even thought that some of the parts that never made the show should have been on the show. But, you know, it was up to the production company and True TV to pick out what they wanted, and they've done a pretty good job so far.
Have you ever felt misrepresented? Like, has anything ever been shown, and then you're like, wait a second, that's not what happened.
That's not the way we do it, you know.
Yeah.
We had, you know, contractual rights in case something went sour.
Right.
Oh, wow.
What you saw is what it was.
Okay, good. Cool.
There you
not
go.
Actors. You know, we're pawnbrokers that try to make a living and try to feed 50 families. And what you see on the show is what it was.
Good.
Now, your pawn shop located on 8 Mile Road, I can't speak for these two, but I've never been to Detroit. I've only seen 8 Mile, the movie with Eminem. So
Yeah.
Is what's it like at 8 Mile Road? Is it bad neighborhood? Is it getting better there? What's it like?
What it is a big city. Yeah. We're not in Midtown. We're not where the action's happening, where Dan Gilbert is you know, improving the area. So we're in a area where it's residential, and it's Detroit. It could be, you know, New York. It could be South Dakota. It could be L.A. You know, it's a big city, and, you know, sometimes there's difficult times, but as Detroiters, we're making it through. And one thing that's happening is because of the popularity of the show, people are crossing 8 Mile.
Mm.
You know, in the 8-9 years ago, you know, people were afraid to come to the city of Detroit. But now we've become a destination. We have tour buses. We have people coming into the city, and the businesses surrounding us are benefiting, whether it's the gas station, the grocery store, or the White Castle.
That's good, man. That's good. Talking with Les from Hardcore Pawn. Now, this is Steve-O again. My brother Scotty, his pawn shop is set up on Central here in Albuquerque, and it's kind of like, I don't want to say rough neighborhood, it's like the college area, but, you know, a lot of homeless in that area as well. So when we go in there, we've seen some interesting characters, if you will. So I'm sure being on, you know, on 8 Mile, that you can relate to that. Has there ever been a time where you felt
either in danger or just a customer was not on the level?
Well, there's been a few times that a customer has not been on the level, but we have a strong security team protecting us because that's very important to my family, to my employees, and we make sure that we have the upper hand no matter what. Yeah. I'm sure Scotty does the same thing.
Yeah, well, he's terrifying. He looks like me but stung by bees because he's like a former bouncer and he'll just, you know, I don't think he's got security
he's
as
got
much
Brooklyn
as he's
accent.
Just got himself. Yeah, yeah, he's terrifying. So
intimidation works.
Yeah, yeah, intimidation. So speaking of that, when negotiating, you say you love negotiating because I've seen my brother work and it's like, I could never do that because, you know, you got the guy that comes in and it's like, this is the only watch I have in the world and I just need $12 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, and I watch, you know, the negotiations happen. Has there ever been a time where you just felt not just bad, you know, like, oh man, I just took this guy to town.
We don't take anybody to town. What we do is we take our emotions out of it.
Okay.
You know, everybody would come in, you know, we're human beings.
Right.
And people would come in and their kid is sick or their mom is sick or they're sick or they have some issues. And you have to evaluate everything on what the item is. And that's what we do. So we're human beings, but we have to keep the emotion at bay so that we don't pay too much. We have to, listen, we have 50 families to feed in this one location. So
wow.
We have to focus on.
Talking with Les Gold from Hardcore Pawn. Do we get a text?
Yeah, we got a listener question. One of our listeners wants to know, do customers that actually appear on the show get any of the, you know, like the Hollywood riches? Do people that appear on the show get a cut?
They get nothing. What they get is a, you know, if they're thirsty, maybe they'll have a glass of water.
There you go.
Other than that, they're not paid. They don't benefit from anything.
They
what
get 5 minutes
of fame.
What you
see is how they are. So we don't bring people in to act.
Nice. It's real.
Get into fights with the Pawn Stars guys?
That you don't see.
Les, do you ever get in fights with the Pawn Star guys? Do you guys like go to battle?
Is that another show or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we work every day. You know, I if you go to Las Vegas, you know, I don't think you'd see them. But if you come to Detroit, so we're listen. We're still better than everybody.
No,
yes!
Well, there you go.
Yes!
Gotcha. All right.
I love it. I love
You're
it.
Right. I did go to Vegas to that pawn shop, and they weren't there. They were supposedly at lunch.
I can't imagine that.
That's awesome.
So how come to Detroit, I promise you we'll be here.
Wow, that's pretty
so
cool.
So here's a question I have for you, Les, because obviously, you know, you have this major reality TV show now. How did this even start for you? Because for you, as you said, 7 years old, you know, family business, basically. This is what you wanted to do. When did reality TV even become something for you?
We had an event with a TV station about 7 years ago. And it was supposed to be Jerry Springer for a day. Well, Jerry wasn't coming to a pawn shop in Detroit. Mm. So Steve Wilco did. Fast forward a few months, Seth became friends with the executive producer, Springer. He called Seth on the phone and said, "Hey, Seth, you know, we have a great idea. Let's do a reality show." And Seth's reply was, "Well, what does that mean?" And the guy says, "Well, we're going to follow you around with cameras." I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
He being the president of the company, Seth decided to bring that that idea to me. And he walked in my office. He says, "Dad, I just got a call from this guy from Springer. They want to do a reality show." I said, "Seth, let's do it. How big could it get?" We had a four-month family discussion because Ashley and Seth were not going to do it. I said, "With or without you, I'm going to do it." They said, "Well, we better make sure that we can put a muzzle on my father."
Yeah.
Because sometimes I speak, I shoot you, and then I say, "Darn, why did I shoot you?"
Right.
You can't do that.
So that was the start of Hardcore Pawn.
There you go.
That's pretty cool,
man. That's incredible, man. Great story.
Yeah, well.
It's been a heck of a ride. Like I said earlier, I could have never expected it. You know, we're doing an expansion now because the brand is so popular. Seth is doing a podcast called Gold Tone. Seth does SethGold.com. I mean, it's really helped us That's evolve.
Good. That's good, man. Well, I know a lot of people that probably have never watched your show are now going to tune in.
I know, right?
You know,
yeah.
After listening to this. I mean, I'm definitely going to set my DVR.
Yeah, this will be the one I'll check out.
And check it out for sure.
Absolutely.
So thanks for talking with us, Les.
So, and when you're ready to come to Detroit and visit us on 8 Mile, the door will always be open for you.
Very cool. See, that's what I love to hear. It's stuff like that because, you know, you always hear about the stories where people just, they want to be YouTube famous. They want to be a celebrity. They want to be whatever. But it's, you know, 9 times out of 10, when God calls you to do something, you just do that and you never know where it's going to lead you. And it seems like it's led you on this incredible adventure. So kudos to you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Les. Later. Thanks, man.
That was
Gold
awesome.
From Hardcore Pond.
Hey, he was a real deal.
Yeah.
That was a
gosh.
That was an American guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, as far as it being real.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're gonna have to make.
Hey, but he's there every day. All right.
Yeah, that's
I live
true.
In Detroit, but I'm from Brooklyn.
Guess who's still never going to Detroit?
Yeah.
This guy
or this guy. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
There's a verdict in this Stairway to Heaven trial. A jury in L.A. says Led Zeppelin did not rip off this classic guitar riff. The band was sued for copyright infringement, accused of stealing that sound from the song Tourist by the band Spirit.
In Baltimore, some protests.
All safe.
Police officer Cesar Goodson Jr. found not guilty on all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. Now, Goodson was the driver of the transport van in which Freddie Gray sustained a fatal injury.
A masked gunman who broke into a movie complex in Western Germany has been shot and killed, according to the German Interior Minister.
An evenly divided U.S. Supreme Court has effectively blocked President Obama's executive action on immigration.
For more than 2 decades now, our immigration system, everybody acknowledges, has been broken.
A plane powered only by the sun has landed in Spain after a nearly 3-day flight across the Atlantic.
The government says new home sales fell 6% last month.
IKEA is recalling thousands of child safety gates. Follows reports of children falling down stairs after the locking mechanism failed.
740.
High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic!
Let's take a look at traffic, see what we got going on.
I got this feeling.
Something's going on. But you know what? You can't trust that feeling. Nothing's going on. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Man. Good morning. We have slow motion theater this morning.
Oh man, I cannot wait.
What time you guys want to do that? When do you want to do it?
All day, air day?
True.
But how about 8:15?
Yeah, why don't we do it at 8 o'clock hour?
8 o'clock hour, slow motion theater.
That's right, everybody.
Let's see.
Guys, I'm jittery, man!
Oh, boy, man.
Too much caffeine.
Oh, Chrissy bought me this like cold brew coffee stuff from a Costco or somewhere, and it was like in bulk, and I was like, I'll take it, I'll try it, but I don't know how much caffeine's in it. And it was like, per 8 ounces of this cup of coffee, you're only going to get this much caffeine. And I was like, I don't even know what that means, but I'll ingest this stuff. So I totally drank it, and then I had another cold brew from Solomon's Porch just now, and I'm about halfway done with that. But I haven't had anything to eat yet, and so I got a bacon green.
Oh my god!
But this is actually bacon red. Look, but I guess I'll eat it, even though I haven't even had any breakfast this morning. What happened?
Oh,
I just blacked
boy.
Out.
Play the speech.
I can't
Goodness
feel my sakes. Fingertips.
Dex, play the speech. The presidential speech.
The presidential speech?
Yes, because we have something to consider and talk about. That's the one.
See.
You were just pointing
this
at
this one right here?
That's the one.
20 years ago, when we destroyed the mothership, we
detected that's
the
trailer
a
for Independence Day. That's not the
presidential. That's right. That's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, we're going to talk about Independence Day?
They're coming back.
Resurgence.
Yeah.
Got to go see it last night.
Mateo. The aliens resurged. You have... Is this our nerd corner? Are we going to talk about comic books
This
too?
Isn't nerdy. It's patriotic.
So if you didn't know, Tao was a star in...
Okay.
Independence
literally,
Day 2.
Literally, like in the trailer, if you look at it, there's like the moon and there's all these stars.
That was me.
The 17th one on the right.
No, I did last summer. I got to be an extra in Independence Day Resurgence, which comes out today.
Yeah, man.
Dawn and I and some friends went to see it last night. So not only me, let's see, I was in it. Julia, Steven's wife, was in it. Our girl Celeste that used to work here was in it.
Man.
Yeah.
Tommy, that used to own Desert Forge, his then girlfriend Ava actually had like a big part in the movie. She's in one of the trailers.
Really?
I got to tell you, when you took down that alien, that was probably one of the coolest moments.
That was, you know, and it was hard. It was hard having to react to something that wasn't there.
Yeah, great, great job.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful, beautiful performance.
I appreciate it. It was so beautiful, you couldn't even see it because you cannot even see me in the movie, which I figured would be the case. Mm. But it was neat to see. I was telling Dawn, I was like, okay, so that one scene where this happened, if you look behind them and it's like the desert, in reality, it was the interior of the Tingley Coliseum and those were the chairs.
Oh, wow.
It was neat because we were inside Tingley. Tingley Coliseum. They wrapped a giant blue screen around
the
seats there. Like in front of the seats, they hung a giant blue screen wall. And then they made a salt, like a flat salt ground. And then there was a school bus. You'll see it in the movie. And things happened. But I was very, very surprised because, and I guess I'll have to just address it later after more people have seen the movie. There is a major character that was in, like, all of the scenes that I was in.
Right.
That I was an extra in. A major character. And all of my scenes were towards the end of the film. And that character is not in.
You got cut.
The end of the film.
Wow.
At all. Wow. None.
Can you say who the actor was?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so they definitely changed some stuff. And it was an interesting experience for me because one of the guys in the movie, he's kind of like a general or whatever. Or he's like a buddy of the guy that becomes president and all this different stuff. He was one of the script writers. He was a screenwriter. And the whole time we were doing extra work, you would see him. They'd be out. And then he would go over to the side with another couple guys. And they would have papers out. And they would be writing and writing. And then they'd do this and this and this. And then they would take new scripts out to all of the actors and just hand them. They were writing this movie the entire time they were filming.
It sounds like Fantastic Four.
And rewriting and writing and rewriting. And I had heard at one point that the first week or two that I did on extra work, it was the first week, I heard that it got scrapped, and it definitely got scrapped.
Wow, man.
Definitely, after seeing it, like that entire week.
Ugh.
And that was a bummer for me, because that was the week where the second director guy came up and said, we're framing the shot around you.
Yeah.
You need to stand here by the bus, because you are the focal point in the background. We're framing, like, the entire shot.
They want your face. They want the Teo face.
He said, stand here, you're going to be in the shot. And then I heard later that whole week got scrapped. And it definitely got scrapped.
Man.
It depends on where you go, but reviews are in. And
well, let me play a little bit of this trailer here and see what it's all about.
It's been 20 years since the original Independence Day.
I can't believe it's been 20 years.
On this day in 1996.
20 years ago. And we destroyed the mothership, Deep Space.
Here's what people are saying about the sequel.
Another alien mothership movie? Please. Haven't I seen this idea about 25 other times since 1996? Where's Will Smith? He's still alive.
And another that says,
I can totally wait for the third one in the trilogy in 2036.
Oh, no.
Independence Day.
Man.
Regurgitated.
No.
Now showing.
No.
Yeah.
The regurgence. Forbes review says it's a disastrous disaster movie.
Here's the thing. It's a summertime popcorn movie.
Yeah. You saw it. Review?
Oh, man.
But I'll say this. When we were filming, they gave us a rundown of the entire movie.
Right.
They were like, okay, you're extras. You're all in the final scene. So, unfortunately, we have to tell you the movie. Here's the quick synopsis. And when they told us that, and the PA walked off, and all of us were standing there, that's when it hit me. It was like, this might not be a good movie.
Right. Right.
That is a very far-fetched idea.
That's disappointing.
What stinks is, especially if you don't go in with a plan, and this could go for anything in life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as you're talking about the movie and during the filming process, because it was like weeks, you know what I mean, for you, like, kept having to go back, and they kept changing stuff.
They did.
I remember when we were doing Terminator Salvation, and I heard the initial idea, and it was like, this is going to be amazing. Mm. And then, unfortunately, like, not every background extra can keep their mouth shut, and the script for Terminator Salvation leaked, and they completely changed it because they didn't want it to be spoiled. And the version of Terminator Salvation that came out was pretty terrible.
Yeah, it was.
And the original idea was so great. It was like, I wish you would have stuck to your guns because the original concept was such a good idea, but they completely changed it because a couple people spoiled it, and then they didn't want everybody to know the ending, so they changed it.
Ugh.
And so when you do something reactionary, chances are it's a bad idea, you know? And it sounds like because of a reaction to this crowd element or a reaction to that, oh, you know what, I'm feeling like this today, and they change stuff. It doesn't sound like it's going to be the best movie.
That's disappointing.
That's too bad.
Well, no, but don't. Here's the thing. I wasn't totally disappointed in the movie. It's a cheesy action summertime movie. If that's what you want, that's exactly what you're going to get.
I just wish they would have had a Will Smith in the movie.
Do you know why they didn't have a Will Smith in the movie? He wanted $50 million.
Give him $50 million.
He wanted 50 after Earth? No.
You don't think it's worth it anymore? Everybody has those bad movies. All the big
He's had a few.
Yeah, dude. Wild West.
Concussion was good, but did you guys watch it?
No.
Exactly. Yeah. And Suicide Squad comes out next month. We'll see.
And that's another reason. Like, he ended up doing Suicide Squad instead, right? Mm-hmm. And he looks awesome as Deadshot. Yeah. So I'm excited
to see this. No one can capture the magic that was Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum. Nobody in this new movie captures that.
Well, it's kind of like when they're like, Independence Day 4. And we're not going to have Tommy Lee Jones. We're not going to have, you know, and it's like, I mean, not Independence Day, Men in Black. Sorry. And you can't recapture something, especially without Dumb and Dumber
2.
Like, the one when it was like, you we're going to try and go
Zoolander
young.
2? Was great.
But that's because it was the original cast. I mean, before they went back and got Jeff Daniels. Remember they tried to do like the younger version of
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah. I didn't even see it because it was like, why would you do that?
Well, but
that?
Then Dumb and Dumber 2 was original cast and original directors and everything, and it wasn't great. It was not good.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
It was not good.
It's a gamble.
Mm. But I'm not saying this is a bad movie at all because we actually had a lot of fun.
Guys,
but
this
it is a popcorn movie.
This is a reminder why, rather than ripping off somebody's idea, just come at it with something original. I'm talking to you, Christian Everything.
Thank you.
I'm serious.
No,
you know what I mean? It's like, instead of wanting to be the first you, you're like, how can we be the next 21 Pilots? Yeah. You're like, well, you can't,
dude,
so don't try.
There is a band doing that right now.
Uh-uh.
That's what happens,
and,
guys.
And it's one dude that I know from some other band. And they are definitely just trying to rip off 21 Pilots.
That's what they
hard.
Do. You know? Hey, if a fast food restaurant blows up and it's an original idea, guess what happens?
What?
They start popping up everywhere.
How could you
exact
this?
Same thing, just a little tweak. Exact same. It's just the way it is. It's like our morning show. Everybody just wants to be exactly like us. They want to sound just like us.
Yeah.
But we're the originals.
Man, back in the day, Tao and I did the show called Team Awesome Morning Party, and it was like, those Edge guys are just constantly trying to be us. It was so weird.
Nah, man, we got proof. We got proof.
Not true.
We got proof.
Proof of what?
Man, the time, what was his name, Matt Gentry?
Who is that?
Who was that one?
He was always hitting me up for ideas every morning.
Who was that one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
He was your co-host.
So another movie opening this weekend that actually looks pretty interesting is called The Shallows. Blake Lively plays a shark attack victim who gets stranded 200 yards from shore with a great white shark circling and only a few hours left until high tide comes in and the waves cover the rock that she's using for shelter.
You should come over here.
No. I'm good here. Thank you.
What is that?
No! Shark! Ah!
Lando and I got into a huge debate last night. He thinks it's a megalodon. He thinks it's a megalodon.
Nah,
and I'm sitting there going,
white.
It's not a megalodon. It's a great white.
It's not big enough.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like,
it's a great white.
Think of a brontosaurus or a T Rex. Okay, how big they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, a great white is like a minnow, like a little fish compared to a megalodon.
They're making a movie right now called Megalodon based on the book.
Yeah, Meg.
Jason Statham.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I'm serious.
It's
that's real.
Meg?
It's called Meg.
Yeah, dude. I
didn't
actually
know.
Read that.
I read
Meg,
it too.
Yeah. Dude.
What?
I remember being in line at like Smith's and it was like right there and I'm like, Mom, I'm in high school. Buy me this book.
So the cool thing about that opening scene in that book takes back in prehistoric era. T-Rex is drinking some water by the ocean.
And just
Megalodon pops up and eats that thing.
Man.
Yeah. Because that's how big.
Yeah, they were huge. Megalodons were like 50 to 60 feet long.
Yeah.
So imagine a great white shark. Your average great white, like your, no, not your average. The biggest great white ever measured, 22 feet. Like officially, I think it's either 21. I think it's 22.
Yeah.
22 feet. The shark in Jaws was supposedly 25 feet. A megalodon was 50 feet long.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a megalodon.
There you go, what? Lando.
There you go. I actually do want to see that film.
Yeah, Shallows.
Mrs. Reynolds.
It looks great. Intense.
It
man.
Looks like Cujo, a new version of Cujo, but with a shark.
It's getting favorable reviews, being compared more to Jaws rather than Open Water, which was kind of a...
Yeah, that was a...
It didn't pan out.
Yeah. Speaking of Jaws, Josette's coming in the 8 o'clock hour.
Who is
with
that?
With another puppy. So excited for that.
And those those other puppies got adopted, right?
Did they?
I don't know. Did they?
Oh, I don't know. We'll talk to her. We'll get an update.
Ask her.
They probably didn't.
Speaking of, we got a comment on the live line before we go to break. I wanted to share. Said, good morning, guys. My 8-month-old daughter is having a biopsy because of a mass in the back of her throat today.
Oh, man.
I was hoping for some words of encouragement. If you have a second, thank you. Have a blessed day.
Oh, praying for you.
Absolutely. And here's what I would say for encouragement. My 3-year-old, Brody Parker Jeter, recently had surgery. So I can understand what you were going through. It was absolutely terrifying for me because... Well, he's my baby, and my older children have never even been to, like, urgent care. Do you know what I mean? So it was a new experience, and they had to put him under, and he was having a tonsillectomy and his adenoids removed, so it was in his throat as well. And it was a long process. Patience and prayer won the day for my wife and I as we sat there in the waiting room for the doctors because they said, it's only going to take about 45 minutes. Well, almost 2 hours later, we're still going,
Yeah.
And
update,
so,
please, update.
Yeah, but we serve this incredible God, and I had to remember going into the hospital that before this child is mine, he is God's. And so prayers for you for peace and for just God's touch on your daughter this morning. Mm-hmm. And just know that God's in control and that before this daughter is yours, she is a child of God's and he has got her, man. So you just continue to have peace and patience and joy in this time. We know how difficult it is, but God is a God of healing and restoration and joy. And
amen.
Things are going to be amazing. Things
amen.
Are going to be amazing. He is sovereign and in control.
We're praying for you.
Yes.
Starmy.
Yes. Prayers for this wonderful mom.
When we come back, slow motion theater. We have some dogs. Well, there are a lot of dogs that need homes. But.
Yeah. Adopt-a-thon, actually. Coming up.
Yeah. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Good morning.
High today of 96 degrees. I'm in love with my traffic.
How are them roads up there?
I'd look, but all of my stuff was turned off and switched.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
somebody's got to be pranky.
A prankster in there, I tell you what.
It's okay. I deflated his bike tires while he was at home.
Oh, man.
Good. Good. Yeah, nothing to report traffic-wise right now. That's your look at traffic.
Today is June 24th. We're looking at 42 days until what?
My Christmas.
Wait, 42 days.
Almost, Tao.
August 12th, my birthday.
I was going to say mine, and I'm like, no, mine's less than that. Maybe it's yours. I give up.
Is it the release of Pete's Dragon?
No. Oh, the Olympics.
The Olympic Games. I've been watching all the trials. Just getting pumped up, man. Oh. So awesome. But man, Rio is not looking good, guys.
Why not?
Well, let's find out.
Scientists with Brazil's most respected health research institute say they've discovered a drug-resistant superbacteria in the bay where Olympic sailing events will be held.
Rory McIlroy has announced he will not be competing in Rio because of his concerns over the Zika virus.
Rio declared a financial state of emergency and requested federal funds during the Olympic Games that take place in August.
Summer Olympics are in Rio in Brazil. And if the crime don't get ya, then the Zika will.
That's good.
Dead cats to the left, poop to the right, yeah, you're swimming in the bay. This city's going under because it cannot pay.
Jaguar was shot and killed following the Olympic torch lighting ceremony.
The games in Rio, they are looking mighty bad.
So bad. I mean, just bad.
Toxic mosquitoes and toxic the streets are filled with trash.
Nice.
Pick up the trash. Good.
Compared to Rio, even Detroit's looking great.
Wow. Yeah. Dang, that's a big...
Oh.
That's a big jump. I don't know if Detroit. Well, I guess so. I mean, you know,
games aren't shaping up.
The games are not going as planned.
Yeah, they need to abort on the Olympic Games, I think. And let's just
do you think so?
Wait
really?
Another 4 years, huh? Another four? Another eight? Another 12? I don't know.
I don't know.
When can we go back to Rio?
I don't know, Dex.
You know what? Hey. I'm still going to watch.
Yeah?
I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm getting excited.
Okay.
I DVR'd a bunch of Olympic trials last night. They
even
had it
that
throughout
DVR.
The whole night. I can't wait. I got gymnastics when I get home.
Who's your favorite gymnast?
I like that Jefferson guy. Todd Jefferson?
No idea. You make that up?
No.
Of course
My
he did.
My favorite Olympic diver.
No, I said guy.
Is a guy by the name of Steele.
Blue Steel?
No.
Man of Steel.
He's great.
Yeah. Goes by Clark.
Guys, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, it'll be okay, I'm sure. We're looking at 28 days until Star Trek Beyond. I can't wait for that.
Wait, when does that come out?
28 days.
Okay. I think is that July 15th? That's the day before my birthday. So 29 days till my birthday?
Do the math.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
69 years ago in 1947, search and rescue pilot Kenneth Arnoldoff. Thank you.
Yeah.
Spotted 9 UFOs over Mount Rainier, Washington. 9.
9.
9.
Yeah. I've seen the video of this.
He described their flight pattern as similar to a saucer skipping across water. So, newspapers, reporters used the words flying saucers for the very first time back in 1947.
I remember the Blu-ray I got of that.
Mm.
Super cool.
Mick Fleetwood, how old is the drummer from Fleetwood Mac?
The drummer is 72.
68.
69.
If I could, baby, I'd give you my world.
There are no drums in this song.
Open up.
Isolated vocals.
Yeah, I know, but I thought you said the drummer.
Yeah, I know.
Open up.
So you played just vocals.
That's all I could find.
No, that makes sense, man.
Hey, you guys quit fighting, okay?
That makes so much sense in the world.
I like the isolated vocals.
Yeah, but I mean, we wanted to hear, you said drummer, so I was waiting for the drums to kick in.
Her name is Rio.
What else? Yeah. Kurt Smith, Tears for Fears singer.
Nice. Ooh, going on tour this summer.
Show.
55,
you say. Kurt Smith.
52.
55.
Hey! Yeah!
Everybody wants to rule the world.
What a great band, dude. Oh! I'm a fan. Do you remember, like, when I was a kid, they had, you know, obviously cassettes, but then there were those, like, little mini cassettes? You guys remember the little mini cassettes? What were they called?
Yeah! What were those called?
I had a little Tears for Fears. That was my first little, like, I don't even remember what they're called. But it was Shout and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It was like you just flipped it over. You're like, yeah, Tears for Fears.
Micro cassette.
I guess. Is that what they were called?
I Googled it and that's what's coming up.
Do you guys remember when the cell phone was was micro-sized. When they came out with that little itty-bitty thing that looked like a beetle.
Yeah.
It was a little flip phone that you could open up. And
Will Ferrell had one on SNL.
Microcassettes were the things that private detectives used.
I'm Torian.
We had a microcassette player, and I was pretending like I was a detective.
Yeah.
My mom had one of those. It was for, like, meetings, but I would just constantly use it.
Case log 429er. We found the body.
I'm seven.
We found the body.
What?
Slightly mangled.
What?
No signs of a struggle.
Wait.
You know what? I bet she was just like that.
Seriously.
It was.
Like a trench coat and like my mom's fedora.
You look just like Brody.
Yep. I'm not even joking. My mom had this like total lady hat fedora that was like beige, and I'm like, close enough, Indiana Jones, you and me, buddy. And I had like this little micro cassette player.
So funny.
Case log.
Case logs.
Good morning.
3-8.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Hey, Shane. What up, Shane?
Hey, man. I wanted to give a special birthday shout out to little Ava Brummett. She's 9 years old.
That's
pretty cool.
Happy birthday. Dude, how old is she today?
She is 9 years old today.
Niner!
Here, do you want to say hi to the guys? This is Teo and Dex and Matt.
Hi! Whoa, you sound like, how old are you?
Whoa.
Now? You tell me how old you are. You're not 9.
Yes, I am.
No way.
Wow.
No way. I bet you're around 19, 20 years old.
Any special plans for this entire year? Start with today and go. You have 365 days. Give us just a quick overview of every day.
Play. School.
Tell your dad stop. You tell him to stop giving you ideas. That doesn't count. None of these ideas count. He's not allowed to sway you
don't
in any way.
Up, man. Let these guys have.
What would you like to do this year? Forget what dad says. What would you like to do?
Tell him we've already had donuts.
Oh my gosh! Tell him to stop talking.
No school, all sugar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
That's
no school,
about.
All sugar. 9 years old. Oh. That's the best answer.
Beautiful.
Good luck with that, Dad.
Have a great birthday, okay?
Thanks for my birthday wishes.
Oh. Thanks for my birthday wishes.
Hey, you're welcome. Your dad's pretty great.
Goodbye,
so actually
friend.
Listen to him.
We'll see you later.
School is cool.
Bye.
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 Incredible.
That's cute.
Incredible.
Very, very cute. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in, you can text us. We love hearing from you guys. Just, you know, keep it short and sweet because we don't like to read long
Come
text
on, man.
Messages. I'm just saying. You know, sometimes you guys get a little carried away. Not going to lie.
Me?
Yeah, yeah, especially you.
What do I do?
Yeah, you know exactly what you do.
Yeah, it means you don't know.
Yeah, I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this morning, the 6 o'clock hour, we were having a conversation about the husband and wife that got into the
yes.
Oh, the horrible. Was it YouTube? It was a playlist on YouTube.
Update. This morning in the 6 o'clock hour, we got a text on the live line that said, while cleaning the house tonight, because we got it last night actually at like 10 p.m. The wife and I threw on a music video on Vivo's YouTube account. Things got weird after that. Started off with Train. Decided to see where this terrible path took us. First of all, Train is amazing.
Take it back.
You jump on that train, and it led you to Papa Roach Land, which then took you to Three Doors Down.
No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
That then
no,
took them to
no.
Creed's Town.
No.
No.
And then Stained hit, and they just gave up.
Which, okay.
Led to a conversation that him and his wife got into last night about whether this station, 88.3 FM, ever played Creed. Like 15 years ago, M88.
And we did.
And we did. We totally did. We just got an update. Update! Thank you, sir, for assisting another husband in the constant struggle to be right at least once in marriage.
Mm.
Thumbs up. Good job.
Good
you
job,
did it,
guys.
Man. It's the little things that count.
Little things.
Little arguments like that where you just need to be right. You're welcome for the ammunition. You should just put that one to rest.
Well,
yeah. That's
good
pretty
stuff.
Much the only times you're ever going to be right.
All right.
Trust me,
thank
I'm married.
You
this is Science Minute. Mm.
New tattoo ink designed to disappear after 1 year.
I hate it. Awesome. Hate it.
If you've ever considered getting a tattoo, well, this might be for you. Because, you know, a lot of us make very, very dumb decisions when it comes to tattoos.
Not me, man.
Why are you looking at me? Well, why are you looking at me?
Just looking at a couple of your tattoos. I'm sure you're not too happy with those.
Like my entire left arm? Yeah, I know.
I
know.
I've never been a fan of the Pepe Le Pew you got on your knee.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, but it's just a solid
Or the Gumby on your thigh, the side of your thigh.
That is weird.
Gumby.
What's with the cartoon really characters weird. On your leg?
Well, it's because, like, for Gumby, for example, I got that when I was 12. Because I knew that my legs were going to stretch, and I
he
just wanted to see Gumby slowly stretch over the years.
Crazy.
So
why didn't you get Prickle or Goo?
I don't know. I just Gumby was my jam.
There's a new startup called Ephemeral. Hey man, they got you covered. Okay, so maybe you just want to test it out before you jump into getting a commitment like a real tattoo.
Yeah, man.
I think this is great because if you want to try out a tattoo. You get the tattoo you want, it stays on you for a year, and then it just fades away.
This is a great idea.
No!
It goes away.
It's a terrible
this
idea.
Is a great
it starts
idea.
To fade.
Because listen, it's not like they're going to do it differently. It's a tattoo. So they're still like, with the machine.
I think it's pronounced
needles.
Okay, it's not that bad.
Chrissy has a tattoo on her back, unfinished, that she's like, I'll never let Dave finish this because it was so painful. She's like, I'm done.
Dave's got the lightest hand ever.
He does.
He really does.
The lightest hand ever?
Lightest hands.
Yeah. Look at I have tattoos from the top of my head all the way to my toes.
Okay, no, you
I mean,
no,
it's a bodysuit.
That is, you do not.
It's pretty incredible. You kind of look like a turtle.
Well,
so here's the
I
deal.
Like turtles.
Okay. I do too.
I like turtles.
What happens? Okay, say you get this tattoo and you're like, you know what? I love this tattoo.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Then you can either go another year. You can get the touch-up, and you can get it a little longer. Or you could get a real tattoo and have it on you permanently.
God, right. I've never heard of the real tattoo.
I think that's terrible. It hurts, man. It hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Oh, it really isn't.
Okay. I really do have tattoos a lot of places. Like, I have... Yes.
Sure, different spots
of places.
Is going to hurt a little more.
And some hurt worse than others. But if I got a tattoo and I super loved it, it's also like the idea that you get a tattoo and you really enjoy that tattoo, but now it's not permanent. So what happens if you go back and they mess it up or something? You know what I mean?
Think about this, though.
It's not the same.
Think about how much we change. As we get older, we get more wise. Some of us don't get more wise. but think. I look at my tattoos, and I probably enjoy maybe 65% of my tattoos on my arm.
Yeah, but they tell a story. It still tells a story.
I don't know what this koi means, really.
You don't?
I just want to get mine finished, Dave Martinez.
Somebody chimed in and said, and it's going to look ugly as it fades, because it's going to fade away and look terrible.
Here's the thing. They actually have a cream. If you want it off completely, you can actually get something to wipe it off completely.
What if you don't want it off, and you accidentally use some kind of sunscreen, and it's got some element in it, and then you go...
Then go back and get it touched up again.
It's not like it's free.
Oh,
it costs a few hundred dollars to get this done. This is a terrible idea.
This is a great idea.
It's not really that expensive.
This
compared to a
great
tattoo,
idea.
It's not.
Because here's the thing. Every person with tattoos, at some point, will not like one tattoo
I really don't like my whole left arm.
Features of the tattoos, and this is a great way to really it's kind of like when if your kid wants to get into music,
right?
You don't buy your kid the Martin acoustic that costs $3,000,
right?
You buy your kid the first act guitar that they're gonna break.
Yeah,
or if they're gonna get a new car. I don't know why. I've never understood why parents buy their kids a brand new car.
Well, it's your first car. Here's a Chevy Camaro. It's the one in the Transformers movie.
Right.
2016.
Why? Your kid is going to trash that car on the inside and then hopefully not, but more than likely have an accident in that really nice vehicle.
Yep.
So you get your kids a beater car.
Yeah.
Straight up. And I think this is like
Corolla.
This is like the temporary beater tattoo.
Yeah. Okay.
So you totally can get this thing. Yeah. You can wear it for however long, and then you can be at the end of the time period, you can be like, yeah, I like this thing.
Okay.
Yeah. This is me. And think about this. What if you wore it and then you were like, 6 months later, you're like, I really like this, but it would look better if it had this, and this.
Yes.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
This is a great idea.
Now, a survey carried out last year found that 22% of Americans and 14% of British adults with tattoos had regrets about getting inked.
No regrets, man.
There are still millions of people that aren't getting tattoos because they demand a lifetime commitment.
Not to mention, if you did get something misspelled, you finally have a way out of
it. Yeah. I will say, when I started getting tattoos, it's been a few years.
Yeah, you were literally like 7 years old.
Dating myself here. I got my first tattoo 20 years ago. Whoa. You know what I mean?
Man.
It wasn't that cool to have tattoos 20 years ago. It was almost like a rebellious, you know, different kind of thing. And now everyone's got them. And I do get kind of bummed out sometimes when, you know, I've had this sleeve for many, many, many years. And back then it wasn't like, quote, hipster cool. Everybody had them trendy. It meant something. And now everybody's got a tattoo.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
I'm like, man.
And they don't seem like,
you know,
they're as
cool?
popular anymore.
Not having any tattoos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Here's what I'm waiting for. I'm really waiting for that the cream to come out that if you have permanent tattoos, you just put the cream on, soaks into your skin, and it pulls up the ink out of your skin. That's
I have
what
that. It's called acid, but it also eats your...
Update.
Oh, no. What?
27-year-old PhD student, University Pathology Department, invented a topical cream.
Really?
Says, will make tattoo ink eventually fade away.
It only takes 47 years.
Yeah. I was reading about this, and yeah, they're in the testing phases right now of it. But
is his name Alex?
Yes. Alec Falkenham. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're testing it right now. But, yeah, it's just a cream you put on your tattoos, and it pulls out the ink. I don't know. I didn't see how long it actually takes for it. But
I'm looking at it. Hang on, bud.
Yeah, it says a 10 by 10 centimeter area would cost approximately $4.50 per treatment.
No way.
The cream will work best on tattoos that are more than 2 years old, he adds. So there you go. That's the future. Science. Don't like those tattoos anymore?
Science.
Now you don't have to sit there. And, I mean, Leslie, she got their tattoo removed once.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
People are chiming in on this temporary tattoo idea. A lot of people say this is a great idea. One says, I've been holding back for the past 5 years. I'm weird. Haven't found anything that really, really has true meaning. Where we get them? Mm-hmm. Someone else said, this will probably be more beneficial to tattoo apprentices. Because they can, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. You know, Didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Somebody else says, this sounds like a good marketing idea for tattoo parlors because it's going to have to pay to get the temporary tattoo on. Chances are you're going to go back to get the real one eventually. So you're going to double pay.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then somebody else said, wait a second. Steve-O's only 27-year-old? No, his math was a little off. He meant to say that when he was 7, it was 33 years ago he got his first tattoo.
That's not... I am not 40, guys.
Well...
I'm not 40.
Some would say you are.
Okay. I don't...
Like your ID in your wallet.
We can tell by the rings.
This is why I have to shave, because when I shave, I look younger than both of you guys.
Yeah, all we have to do is look at your hair, man. The age is in the hair.
It's just in there. There's so much hair to age you.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what does that mean?
Longer the hair, the easier you can tell.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Google. Longer the hair, the more years are there.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
See, I will say this on the flip side. This stupid dove thing right here, I was one of my first tattoos.
That's your coolest tattoo.
You like that one?
That's all right.
I got that when I was 18 years old.
That's
turned 18.
Dove.
And me and a couple friends, it was like, we're 18. What are we going to do? We jumped on a train here in Albuquerque to California.
Was it a southbound train? 'Cause
the train?
Was it a coal train?
It stopped. No, it was like the Amtrak, bro. I'd never been on a train. And it was like, we're going without parents.
Oh, man. Yes.
And we went to Anaheim because the train got off right there at Angel Stadium.
Mm.
Jumped off the train. We caught an Angels game. We hung out for the day, and there was a tattoo parlor that's no longer there. It's actually a church now, which is also kind of a cool story. It was called Romo Inc. in Fullerton, California. And I was like, I want to get something to commemorate this trip. I don't have a ton of cash. And I saw this cool, like, Holy Spirit dove, and I'm like, I'm getting that.
And you looked at it and said, Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
And it had, it was like,
lower arm.
It was like the dove, inside. And it had like flames coming off the back, and it was really rad. And I'm like, I'm getting that. And they're like, $200. And I'm like, how much for the outline?
Are you kidding me? That's expensive.
And they said, how much you got? And I said, like $70. And they're like, $70. And I'm like, deal.
Oh.
Yeah. So literally, it was just this little outline.
It looks like a really cool three. from my perspective.
Yeah, kind of does.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But looks like a fork.
But like done kind of tribal.
That is a really cool looking fork.
Yeah. Because
that is the most, that's the coolest looking salad fork I've ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, so it's pretty bad. But it always reminds me of turning 18 and like my first solo adventure with
that. Yeah, no,
you know
cool.
what I mean?
That's, yeah, that's
so
a
it's
memory,
a dumb tattoo, sure. but it commemorates something amazing. So I wouldn't want it to disappear.
So when you're at a nice dinner, where do you put your arm? Is it like closer to the plate or is it further away?
I hate you guys.
Now let's we have a lot of young listeners, I'm sure, listening right now. Hey, if you are thinking of getting a tattoo, hey, just wait.
Yeah.
Please wait.
Well, first and foremost, we are called in scripture to honor our mother and father. And if you are still living in under their roof and they're like, no tattoos, you better honor them or I will come find you myself.
Yeah. If you're 18 and you're ready to do this, here's some advice. Try and wait till you're at least 25. That's, I mean, you can do your own thing if you want. You're 18 years old. But you're going to change so much from the time you're 18 to 25. Your brain's not even developed yet until you're 25, they say. So
no. Hey. If you're 18 and you've got an idea for a tattoo, just do it.
No,
you need to learn about regret quickly. That's the real world.
No. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Slow Motion Theater.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
There's a verdict in the Stairway to Heaven trial. A jury in L.A. says Led Zeppelin did not rip off this classic guitar riff. The band was sued for copyright infringement, accused of stealing that sound from the song Taurus by the band Spirit.
In Baltimore, some protests.
All safe.
Police officer Cesar Goodson Jr. found not guilty on all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. Now, Goodson was the driver of the transport van in which Freddie Gray sustained a fatal injury.
A masked gunman who broke into a movie complex in western Germany has been shot and killed, according to the German Interior Minister.
An evenly divided U.S. Supreme Court has effectively blocked President Obama's executive action on immigration.
For more than two decades now, our immigration system, everybody acknowledges, has been broken.
A plane powered only by the sun has landed in Spain after a nearly three-day flight across the Atlantic.
The government says new home sales fell 6% last month.
IKEA is recalling thousands of child safety gates. Follows reports of children falling down stairs after the locking mechanism failed.
It is 8:40.
High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic. Let's take a look at traffic, see what's going on. No accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
585 Live, you can text us. You can also call the show. 338-3700. Always here for you, Starmy. We love you so much.
Love that, Starmy.
Big weekend. Big weekend full of dogs. Am I right, Josette?
Yes, sir.
Hey!
Dogapalooza. It's happening.
Big dog adoption event.
Big.
Yes.
Huge.
Adoptions.
Will Jane's Addiction be there playing?
Oh, yes.
They were part of the first Dogapalooza, I thought.
Oh.
Or is that Lollapalooza? Am I confused?
No, Snoop Dogg. I feel like.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg might be there.
Yeah. We'll have Snoop Dogg.
That was close.
DMX.
Yeah. No. Where
did
Mm-hmm.
She go.
She's not right here.
Rough Riders.
Ha
Eve.
I like this.
Boom! Oh my gosh!
This is a
Sugar
just
can
floated.
Jump.
She can fly.
Obviously, because of songs like Sugar, System of a Down will
she
be there.
Flew. Yes, Sugar has some spring-loaded little feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Posted a photo already on her Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm. Now, Josette, for those that have never heard you, because you come in on Fridays normally, tell us a little bit about SWRF, what you guys do.
Southwest Animal Rescue Fund. We're an animal rescue. We rescue animals.
That's good.
dogs.
Dogs. Well, and you know, if there was a cat that need, we'd do it.
Turtles.
We have a rescue horse.
Elephants.
We have a rescue
really?
Horse. Yeah, his name's Doc.
Wait. Do you need to get that horse adopted?
Good way to say it. Thank you. I saw it. No, he's in a permanent foster.
Okay, I was
going to
say, like, we know
young.
People who are like, horses! And they just keep getting them. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not my problem.
Okay.
So SWRF. So we have a thrift store that's our base. It's our foundation. It allows us to fund our rescue and many other rescues. And it's in Corrales. It's 3701 Corrales. and we're open every day, 10 to 4. And dogs like sugar are there every day, too. We take dogs every day, mostly.
So you'll deal in dogs, but you won't deal in devil's dogs. Those are horses.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes. That was their nickname.
It's common knowledge, Joe said. Gosh. Everybody
knows
that.
Get on the webcam.
Even the horse owners know that.
Oh, well, I don't own a horse.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. I'm glad. You know what? I learned something new with you guys every time I come.
I'm glad to learn today that you are not, in fact...
Don't eat my mic.
A witch or a warlock.
Right, which we've discussed before.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Hey, would a witch or a warlock actually say that they were a witch or a warlock?
You better watch yourself.
See, we're watching you.
Get over to the webcam. You can see Sugar. I'm totally holding Sugar.
And she's beautiful.
Have you seen the, is it the hashtag... lick my face challenge, is that what it's called?
Yes, dude. It's
have you heard of this?
Dave Duchovny I have thing. Not.
Yeah, Dave Duchovny from X-Files.
Okay.
He posted a video recently, and it's like the ice bucket challenge, and he's trying to make this go viral to save all of the dogs that are euthanized.
Yeah.
And so you put peanut butter on your face, and every time your dog licks your face, you have to donate a dollar.
Oh, my gosh, we're doing this next week with Josette.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Creamy or extra crunchy? We're putting it on your face.
We'll talk.
This is why never agree to things.
I was like, yeah, it sounds great. I was thinking like Dex's face.
But no, why would we?
I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to do it this weekend. With
good.
I'm going to do it.
I'll do it this weekend with
I am negative $135 in my account right now.
Sure.
But,
you I'll know, buy you the peanut butter.
We get paid
welcome
next week sometimes.
Dwarf will buy you the peanut butter.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I'd appreciate that.
Very good.
Cool.
So, yeah, definitely donate if you can to help these dogs that are getting euthanized because it's awful.
That's a great. I love that.
Awful that they do that. But get your dogs, get your pets spayed and neutered.
That's
get
what
them.
It's all
get
about.
Get them done.
Why are you staring at me?
There's ways to help that trickle down, but the real baseline problem is spay and neuter.
Yeah, because if you don't, your dog gets out and then it meets another dog.
Exactly,
and it gets pregnant.
Guess what I learned recently? 84% of dogs that are hit by a car are intact males because they're trying to boogie.
Yeah, they want to get out of the house. That's why they book. That's why they take off. They bolt when you open the door. Yeah.
Makes sense. I didn't really know that either.
I didn't realize that.
But
that's crazy.
High numbers. So get it done. Even if your dog never leaves your side and there's, there's health reasons to do it too.
Right.
They actually have, they live longer.
And males are less likely to have, prostate cancer and other kind of cancers, and females can get mammaritis.
I believe you. I believe in you.
You do sound like an expert.
I am. Yes. I know.
Just let it roll. Thank
It's crazy. It's just crazy, guys. Just do it.
Just do it. Just believe me.
So the benefits far, far outweigh the detriments,
I guess
you
could say. Yeah,
oh, dude, Rocket was stoked.
Oh.
He didn't notice.
That's the thing.
He's
the next day they're day they're good to go. I mean, they have a little owie mark, but it doesn't.
I remember going home when Vader got it done. I'm thinking,
you
little thing, are you okay? And he was running around, freaking out, going crazy.
Yeah. And how old is Vader?
We think he's around a year.
Okay, maybe. So a little older than a pup. So I mean, he's still fine. Yeah. So do it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, another great way to help with quote animal control, if you will, is to actually just adopt an animal to an awesome home. So this weekend is Lollapalooza. Tell us what's happening this weekend.
It's not Lollapalooza, but there is a big adoption
Jane's
event.
Addiction, Soundgarden.
Watermelon Mountain Ranch is hosting a big tent event. It's called the Summer Mega Pet Adoption.
Nice.
And it's a big tent event over at the PetSmart at Cottonwood Mall.
Okay.
Not the Petco, the PetSmart, which is just off 528 there next to Staples.
Off of Coors Bypass, right?
Yes, right. Yeah. And there's going to be, multiple different rescues, Watermelon Mountain Ranch themselves, Albuquerque City Animal Welfare will have dogs there, and the tent is air conditioned.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, that's cool.
So come on in. And there's, even if you're not looking for a pet to adopt right now, it gives you an idea of, just to come out and visit them and kind of start, looking at what attracts you the most, or talk to us and talk to the people there, and they can help.
You guys are gonna have cats?
Yeah, dogs and cats.
Not at this event.
Uh-huh.
Well, inside the building, there may be some cats.
Looking to get about 4 more cats.
Rescues and shelters are rounding up the best puppies, kittens, dogs, and cats for the mega adoption event
in the tent itself, there are no cats.
I want a solid.
There's a pet bikini contest? Yes,
yes. There is. A pet Saturday at 1 o'clock.
That's awesome. Now I'm offended.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
This whole time I was teetering. I'm offended about the bikini contest. I just don't think.
Well, you can.
I don't think small animals should be subject to body shaming. And that's what you guys are doing. So
the biggest dog probably will win. Not going to lie.
Good grief.
Hey, whatever gets these dogs adopted, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, I don't particularly dress up all of my dogs with bikinis. I might do baby girl, just saying, because she's special.
She's not an object, Josette.
Oh, man.
She's but a she person. Loves to dress
no,
up.
No, she's not. She's
and
not
reason,
a person.
And she has bills to
nope,
pay.
Nope, this is not. Oh. None of that is true.
Let her do what she needs to do. I just switched sides. Okay. No, I get it now. As a feminist, I understand. Let baby girl do it.
Ooh.
It's confusing being a modern person.
It is. I can understand that for you.
We actually just got a question on the live line for you.
Fabulous.
Oh, this is great.
Fabulous.
Morning, boys. Josette, how do I stop my dog from digging up the downyard?
The downyard?
I don't know what the downyard
means.
Maybe
the backyard.
Might be
the
backyard.
Ground. Okay, well, we're going to go with that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Good luck. Okay, so
I'm not a dog trainer, and I mean, I can give you suggestions.
I was going to say,
we can email them some, you know, trainer information.
Currently in doggy school, and I have a puppy who does the same thing, and I wish I could say that he's done digging, but what I was told is you should always allow them, especially if they're diggers, you need to allow them a space. So you don't want to super degrade them when they dig in that spot, but definitely point, you know, you want them to know that they can't. So instead, what you do is you got to get some treats, maybe get a little, this is what we were told, get a little kiddie swimming pool, maybe. Throw some dirt in that kiddie swimming pool.
Yep.
And
man, look at you, doggy expert.
This is what we were told.
This is what happens when you take your dog to training. They train.
They train you. They train you so that you can help in situations like this.
Because
seriously, you got to get a little just a space. They just want a space to dig. So maybe you can even put a little toys inside the little kiddie swimming pool. Put some sand or some dirt in there, right? So they can dig. And then when they're doing that, praise them in that area.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that they know, oh, I can do this.
Yep.
And then if they start trying to go, you know, dig in the grass or wherever you don't want them to dig,
then
you do the regular discipline.
I'm all about the water.
You have to be consistent, though, because if you're not consistent with it, then it's all for naught.
What do you do with a cat that takes the remote and changes the channel when you're watching a movie every time?
A hose?
Man. A hose?
No, I can't. No. We don't have a hose in the apartment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
If she's changing the channels, I would pretty much just let her.
It's Beans. It's not a girl cat. It's a boy cat. It's Beans.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's not smart. I don't know how he figured out the remote thing.
Well, he's smarter than you. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, by the way, go to Facebook and type in cat brain freeze. You will have the time of your life.
Probably my favorite YouTube video.
Can you tell me what it is, please?
Yeah. It's cats getting brain freezes from
licking ice cream and ice.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
They go like this. They go.
Oh, that's
so. A friend of ours just texted another option. If your dog keeps digging in the yard, this is a real thing. They have a pup. Morgan and Renee have a puppy named Marley.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love that.
And Renee says if you bury the poop in the hole, like bury their poop in that hole, and they'll stop digging when they find it.
I have never heard of that. Hmm.
That's amazing.
She said it worked for Marley.
I'm going to totally try that.
So that's maybe good. You don't have access to a kiddie pool.
Or
you
you're
going
to train your dog to start rolling and playing in its own poopy.
Yeah. It's hard because, you know, we have a friend.
It worked for Marley. Marley's a good dog.
Our girl Lynette, she's got a dog, but she lives in an apartment, and the dog's digging up the hardwood. And so it was like,
Lynette, if you're listening, you need to call me, please.
Right? So it was like, what?
You know, you put mittens on them?
Well,
what
you
do?
You have to, essentially, you have to buy them a rug that they can destroy, you know? And it's like,
better than what I found.
Outlets are important.
Yeah,
I mean, if
they
a dog
do
has
outlet,
this obsessive compulsive disorder type issue,
wow.
I mean.
Medication for that, maybe?
Cats do, too. I've noticed Panda kept getting under the bed. So I picked the bed up and I was like, what's wrong with the carpet? And then I lifted the carpet up. And she had taken some of the flooring out, and there she has aliases. I'm talking like identification from other countries, money, different currencies.
Dude, he found like three different passports. Those are cat passports.
Oh,
they're called passports.
Okay.
And
I wish you wouldn't take my stories and make them so dumb. I'm over here trying to tell secrets.
Sorry.
Oh, man, that's good.
Whatever. Passports was brilliant. I just came up with that. that.
Josette's hanging out with us.
I didn't understand it until you explained it.
The SWARF is the name of the organization. So they have a thrift store where you guys can go and you can buy like amazing antiques.
Great stuff.
And it's a nonprofit, so the proceeds benefit
100% of the profit.
It all goes to help out the dogs and other shelters around the community.
And and we take donations. Again, we're open every day, 10 to 4. Everything, 100% of everything that we sell at the store is donated.
That's
and
cool,
100%
man.
Of the profit goes to dog rescue. And your donations are, we can give you a receipt for your taxes. There's no reason not to donate there, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. And one thing, too, is that, yes, Steve-o?
No, keep going. Sorry.
No, you interrupted me. Go ahead.
The raising the hand means after you're done.
It made me
nervous.
Something. Go ahead.
Sorry. No.
Well, I don't remember where I was
finish.
At.
You were talking about the donations.
Okay. So we are very picky with... It's distracting.
I know, right?
We're very picky with what we sell. Yeah. And we sell the best stuff. We get really great stuff. The location of where we're at is
Do you guys
amazing.
Have some really comfortable furniture?
You know, we do have a bunch of furniture. We have a few. It's more like antique, stylish looking like
chairs. If it's comfortable, I'm okay with it. My couch is so uncomfortable.
Oh, dude.
We don't have
a couch. Do you want mine?
Do you
want mine? It's so comfortable and
also
chewed in half by a dog.
I'll trade you.
Yeah, our couch.
You can have my leather couch.
Oh, nope. Never mind.
I'll just take it.
Fine leather.
You don't have to.
We got another doggy expert question for you.
Okay, good. You can probably answer it.
I could probably answer it because I learned this one last week, actually.
Go get him, Sugar.
Okay, here's a question.
Ready.
My 7-year-old Malamute? No, it's a... Maluawa.
It's a Maluawa.
It's a Maltese Chihuahua dog.
Okay.
Barks out of control if someone is at the front door. Please help me help
spray
him
bottle?
Stop the annoying barking. Here's what I learned.
The non-professional good advice of Steve.
Yes, the non-professional advice. Grain of salt. But this is what happens at the puppy training school with what's her name?
Jackie Barron.
Jackie. She's the best.
She is the best.
So the very first week, there was this puppy because, you know, she has a bunch of dogs. And it's like, we're all training all these dogs. And all the dogs are just kind of like nervous and chill. But there was one puppy that was like, rah, 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 right? And she was like, stop it. She said, stop it once. And the dog didn't. And all of a sudden, she walks over and pulls out a little binaca.
What?
Like mouth breath freshener. And just went right on his snout. And it was like... and it just stopped. It was like
paralyzed the dog.
I don't know what to do. And it just smelled like peppermint, so it was lovely. And the dog stopped. And then the next week, the dog was kind of cool. And then about halfway through, it was like, and just lost it once. And she just walked over there, just
and
sprayed it right in the snout.
Yeah, and it's not dissimilar from the water. Get a water bottle from the dollar store and put
Listerine
in it.
Yeah,
I just use water.
Just
but
on
it
the
gets
snout,
to the point.
Though.
Just
the
on snout. The snout. Just one little spray
not
on the snout because
eyes.
It kind of freaks them out. And they were the dog was just like,
but you know,
kind of licking her snout. Like I don't understand.
It's not bad for him, obviously.
No, not at all. Because Rocket, the second week, kind of barked out of control for about 8 seconds, and then she walked over and went. On the snout, and that was it. And Rocket has not barked again in that class.
Wow.
And, not once. And she brings in stranger dogs.
This is great
and
stuff.
Does things to try and make sure, like, look, we're trying to train them. If you don't want them to do something...
I'm so proud of you.
You don't want to berate them. You want to praise them. But there are certain things, like... Because we want Rocket to bark if there's a stranger or in the backyard.
That's their job.
So I have not, honestly, I have not purchased Binaca or anything. Because if somebody comes to the door or if he hears something and he barks, it's usually because there's somebody walking outside. And so I'm okay with that. But if it's
Steve
annoying
the
you.
Dog whisperer.
Thank you. That's why I said I'm so proud of you.
That's good stuff,
I'm so
man.
Happy that I sent you to training.
Thank you.
Rocket top of the class, graduating this weekend. Just good stuff, man.
You know,
it gets
I can't
to the
wait.
Point where you don't even have to do anything but reach for the water bottle or reach for the binaca. And like, oh, okay.
And you got to use the same command every single time. You can't say, stay, and the next time say, wait, or stop. It's got to be the same trigger word every single time so they recognize and understand what that command means.
Well,
just saying.
Get over to our Facebook page, Star 88FM, and
come
check
see us
out
this weekend.
This amazing dog that's chilling out in the studio because I want to take her home. She's just perfect.
If you need dog training, I'm starting my own nonprofit organization.
No, he's not.
It's only $3,000. It's a 30-minute class.
I get 20%.
Yeah. I will tell you everything that I learned, and it'll
sugar.
Be less.
He talks so
sugar is
you're
so
sensei.
Good.
Sensei of dogs. Thanks, Josette, for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey, Mr. Snake. You're a long boy. That's the snake skin we saw.
Dex, get away
it
from me.
It was yours, huh?
I just want to touch
no,
you.
No, don't.
I'm going to touch you on the
no.
tail.
No,
Dex.
Come here,
guy.
Dex, stop it.
Come here.
Dex.
Oh.
No.
Whoa,
Dex.
You're mean.
Dex.
Are you
Dex.
A bad snake?
Back away. Oh! Oh! Dex!
He bit at my phone. Oh.
Whoa!
Goodness sakes.
Boy, that's going to be a good one.
Quit laughing, weirdo.
Mean snake, ain't you? Look at you.
Why Whoa. Does she sound... Is that the lady from Poltergeist, the movie?
I think so. Somebody pointed that out on the live line or whatever, and it was like, yes, that is her.
903. High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic. Say it with me, Steve-O. There's nothing happening.
Literally nothing.
Yeah, that's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Brought to you by Solomon's Ports right here at Calvary Campus. Just right here on campus, guys. Just right here. Get some great coffee and some breakfast burritos. Lunch. Let's see. We have on Monday, if you watched American Idol.
Oh, man.
Then you
oh.
might be a fan of this guy right here.
You are.
His name is Caleb Johnson.
Okay.
My father said, come on. He was the winner of American Idol. My doctor said, and he'll be joining us on the Morning Invasion on Monday. Oh, but your loving is much too strong. Okay, so he won 2 years ago.
Oh, he won 2 years ago?
Yep. And he's the opening act for Kiss on their Freedom Whoa. Rock tour. Yeah.
Y'all ever heard of that Kiss?
He's doing shows with Sammy Hagar, Cheap Trick throughout the summer.
Never heard of him. Like, new band? Or
got a new EP dropping later this year. Caleb Johnson on the show Monday.
That's right.
That's a pretty big deal right there, guys.
That's right, y'all. That's real
pretty
right.
Pretty big deal.
That's real right.
All right. Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's time.
Okay.
The Morning
yes!
brings you Slow Motion Theater. And that voice guy's great.
Okay.
Oh, man, we got a jam-packed Slow Motion Theater today.
Oh, no.
It's jam-packed full of greatness.
For those that don't know Slow Motion Theater.
Yeah, what we do is we half-speed clips from our show. It could be us. It could be an interview. It could be, heck, it could be a celebrity. We slow down our speech, and it's really funny.
Probably the most popular bit on the entire morning show. We just got a text on the live line. Did I miss Slow Motion Theater? Nope. What happened?
You're in luck, because it's going on right now. And guess who's up first?
Teo.
You guys know him as...
Wrong. Say it.
Mark Ronchetti.
Yes. Yes.
Here's Mark Ronchetti.
Here we go. Here's the storm. Over Albuquerque. There it was, pushing its way through.
I
not
mean,
bad here
voice.
In the city. We added a
when you think of weather, you think of Mark
celebrity.
Ronchetti.
He's
great in the
icon.
Month of June. As many of you probably know, the minute we turned...
Man, that's
he had
stuff.
Bobblehead night at Isotopes Park.
I
there was
know.
A bobblehead after him. And then thousands were at Goodwill for a dollar.
Where they belong, Steve!
Yeah, yeah. We have an autographed photo of him in studio.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned you, Dexter.
Yeah,
you, Dex,
sure
you are the man, Teo. Not so much. No mention of me.
As,
that's okay. I'm not even
Christians,
on his Doppler
we are
radar.
Called to walk in suffering and minister to the marginalized.
Not even on his Doppler radar.
All right, first Hey-o. Up to bat, Mark Ronchetti.
All right, here in the metro, as you can see, we have a few clouds out there, but for the most part, it's a nice evening, or headed for a nice evening. Our issue is the warm temperatures, no question about
this
it.
This is
now,
what he sounds like
where
to
we're
me.
Looking
okay.
at these showers, mainly up over the northern mountains, creeping a little bit to the west. Kind of an unusual storm motion, but given how the atmosphere is setting up, makes some sense that we're skipping off some of these showers out to the western portion of the state,
you, Ron
too,
Ron
and we will see a largely clear evening on the way for tonight, but at least we're getting some showers out there.
He sounds like some friends of mine on certain nights in college. He's like, it's an atmosphere. I'm surprised he didn't start talking about chemtrails.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yesterday on the show, these two knuckleheads in here had a good time ordering Subway.
Oh, no. What kind of sandwich are we looking at there?
Okay, all I need for you to put on there is half a bottle of mayonnaise and some pickle.
Yeah, boom.
Make sure you toast it.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's it. Half a bottle
half
of
look
mayonnaise.
At me.
And if you put Miracle Whip on that, I will come over this counter
fast.
Dude,
my breakfast burrito's coming up. I don't know if I can do this.
Okay, let me change my order. Well, no. That was for me. Now I got to get my wife's.
Okay, there. Any other sandwiches for you?
Yeah, I need a foot-long seafood salad with meatballs and marinara on top, plus double American cheese.
What?
I like meats from around the world.
Oh, man.
From above and below the waters.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes.
Seafood? I'm trying to think how that would...
I love a good marinara. Meatball. I love a good meatball at Subway. So seafood.
Dude, I used to get the seafood salad all the time.
Are you gonna puke? Man, did you like the effects?
That was good,
dude. They sounded.
I felt
so
like
good.
I was in a Subway.
You are just taking
weird,
this thing
I've
next
been in
level.
There.
Next
like,
level every week. Got to figure out what we're gonna do. All right, this is pretty good. Of course, we just heard the snake.
Hey, Mr. Snake.
Oh, no.
You slowed this down?
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, Mr. Snake.
What?
Exactly the same.
No. Oh, what are you doing?
Gosh. What is this?
What
is this? You're a long boy. That's the snake skin.
It does
we
sound
saw.
Exactly the same.
Why are you near that snake?
It was yours. Huh.
Lady, there's a woman.
You are a witch.
Wait, she's trying to touch the snake?
Okay, lady.
You mean?
No,
don't do it, lady.
Oh, no!
Okay. What just happened,
lady? Don't laugh.
That's gonna be a good one.
No.
You a mean snake.
Okay. She's still antagonizing it. Please stop playing this video.
I'm going to throw up. I feel hatred in my heart.
There you go again.
It's happening now.
Can we post that on Facebook?
This woman
please?
Is a moron.
Man, Steve-O, you're slurping up your words.
Just slurp fest over there. Are you okay?
Wanted to vomit.
I think so. I was at the dentist earlier. The left side of my mouth is numb.
Would you say you had a cotton mouth?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That is the name of a snake.
That is.
Gosh, I'm so clever.
You are pretty clever.
Every day.
Yeah.
Our last clip.
You are the king.
Slow motion snake. Theater. Again, if you're just tuning in, we've slowed down audio of the show. Yesterday, we had a guest. His name is Stephen Christian.
Oh, no! I wanted to start a group text with Christian and Joey and Nate and Dion. Submit your rap music video
Crocs.
and say, guys, this is why you don't have a band.
See, I knew that's where that was going, but I don't even get that.
Oh, man. What do you mean? You had an amazing rap video last weekend.
There's plenty of reasons why.
Do you want that on the internet?
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
To me, it's
he's so secure.
That is so awesome.
I'm fine with it because you know,
owned it, bro. Those Crocs and socks.
The fact of the matter is, like, if you try to be try to do that and be cool, you're not.
No,
like,
you're not.
I look at some of my musical heroes, and I'm not talking about like their songs particularly, but like I love the fact that Justin Timberlake can go on SNL and freaking own it.
Like, right.
Play
right.
a role.
Calm down, Stephen.
Like, be the Bee Gees. Yeah. Dude, that's baller, man.
Yeah.
To the people that are, like, too cool and they're sitting in the background like, dude, no way would I ever put on a... You know,
that's
like,
me.
Dude,
that's me.
Yeah.
That's
why?
Me. That's me.
Why? That's...
Pride.
Dave Edgars has an amazing... The author, Dave Edgars, has an amazing... you got to search it and just put Dave Edgar's sell out. He wrote this whole entire article about the power of yes, of just saying yes to everything. Like, why not? Why are you too cool? Why is like selling out, like, what, you know, putting your music on commercials or putting your books into like a movie. He's just like, the power of yes. When you get done with life, you know, when you're 80, there's no cool. There's no hip. There's no awesome. It's all just
you
like
a regrets. Really good
there's regrets of saying no.
It changes so much because when he was
such
sharing
a powerful
that,
moment
it was a powerful moment. But man, you slow his voice down.
And it's like every conversation I had in high school at like 3 a.m.
Oh my
where
gosh.
We were solving the world problems.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah. Like, you ruined a good moment.
And it's like everything doesn't matter.
Google it. Look it up.
Baller.
Look, he wrote a book.
It was such a solid moment yesterday. You ruined it.
No, I did not.
It made it better. He enhanced it.
It definitely enhanced it.
Mm.
There you go, everyone.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Good, man.
585 Live Studio at star88.fm if you have issues.
People love slow motion theater.
They just love it, man.
Yeah.
Love it. You know what else people love?
Kitty cats. Today, in theaters.
Ooh. Theaters.
Independence Day resurgence. And speaking of resurgence, who's ready for some Comics Corner? Am I right?
Yeah!
Shout out to Astro Zombies Comic Shop, 3100 Central Avenue. We like to hang out with Joe and rap about comic books. A lot of stuff going on in the comic books world.
Lots of it.
Basically, DC has decided, you know what, guys? We made a mistake. We decided to reinvent these characters like the Flash and Superman and Batman, and people hated it so much they actually killed Superman.
Again.
What?
Yeah. Killed him! They said, guys, we have made a terrible mistake. This Superman is not the Superman from our childhood. We're gonna do you one better. We're gonna kill this dude and bring back the real Superman. And I gotta tell you, whoa! The Flash,
Superman,
Batman, Wonder Woman, they are alive and well.
Green Lanterns,
yes.
Teen Titans,
Cookie Monster.
So a lot of people were bummed because
Cookie.
Did you just say Cookie Monster?
What?
People were bummed because, like, Wally West, he was the Flash from back
Wally
in the day.
West. Yeah, dude. Damn.
He had just disappeared. And people were like, where did everybody go? Enter DC Rebirth. They rebooted an entire universe. They also lowered the prices on all of their comic books.
That's the best.
DC said, hey, we set the line at $2.99, which means no comic's going to be more than $3, which is crazy.
Pretty cool.
Because it hasn't been that cheap in a while.
Yeah.
Like, Marvel comics are like $4 and $5.
You have to be thousandaires.
Yes, you do. So DC not only lowered the cost, but they're putting out comics more regularly, saying, hey, we're gonna try and make it up to you. This week, The Flash number one came out. So if you're a fan of The Flash or were a fan of The Flash old school, you can catch The Flash number one. I mean, maybe, because he's the fastest man alive. See what I did there.
You're not going to catch him.
Okay. Also, you got Detective Comics and Action Comics coming out. So basically, they killed Superman from their recent iteration and brought back the original Superman. Or did they? In the reboot issue, all of a sudden, Superman sees that Lex Luthor has taken the mantle of Superman.
Ooh.
Because that Superman died, and they're like, oh, we got to have a superhero. And Lex, wanting to be the greatest of all, took on the mantle of Superman. So real Superman was like, oh, no, you didn't. I know Lex Luthor. He's evil. And I'm going to show up and save the day. So he shows up to try and save the day. Enter Doomsday!
Yeah!
Enter Lex Luthor trying to be the good guy! Enter Superman! And then last minute, enter Clark Kent also?
What? Yeah, it's kind of confusing. But I'm super stoked because this is the Superman that we probably all are like, that's Superman. So picture Man of Steel. Henry Cavill.
Yeah, I just watched that.
Picture Superman. But that Superman, you know how he's a little different than Christopher Reeve? He's not bad.
Yeah, he's good.
I loved Man of Steel. But picture that Superman, but he's a little more of an angsty, arrogant, Superman.
Okay.
And that's what we had in the New 52.
People hated it.
Was an arrogant, angsty Superman.
He wasn't like a Boy Scout. He wasn't an icon. He was kind of like, well, I'm human too.
He was Chad Brad Bryant.
I'm gonna. Yes, he was.
He was Chad Brad Bryant.
He really
Chad
was. Brad Bryant. People really didn't like it because he wasn't that. There are certain things you have to trust and count on. Like for us as Christians, obviously, we believe in, we trust in, we cling to the Word of God. We believe it's inerrant and it's our. This is what we stand on. I'm gonna totally try and make sense of this, I promise.
Because
in the comic book world, Superman was always like the Boy Scout, the icon, much like a Captain America, where it's like, you will always do the right thing. And then it's not cool today. Now everything's dark and
Sign
brooding, and the Dark Knight kind
of
changed everything, so people need the darker version. And they tried to do that with Superman, and it didn't work because he was like this all-powerful dude who, back in the 30s, was created by a couple kids. And he was this Christ figure, right? Well, Christ was perfect and sinless. And you can't try and muddy that up because it changes everything.
Yeah.
And DC did that. And it changed everything.
Yeah.
And people hated it.
Yeah.
And so now you've got inter-real Superman. So we don't know where it's going. It just kicked off. But if you are a fan of the movies or a fan of comics but kind of lost sight of it years ago because they tried to be cool and darker, DC claims they're bringing back your childhood superhero. So,
cool,
we, like I said, Flash this week, Detective Comics, Action Comics, they're all out. And we recommend giving them a chance. I think they're good enough. We don't know where they're going yet, so.
I have a question.
That's our nerd
yes,
talk.
Please.
Yeah.
Let everyone know, this is Dex. I'm very ignorant with a lot of things.
Hey, man.
That's right.
Calm down.
I'm not a comic book nerd. I don't read comic books. You know how in the movie world with Marvel just taken over.
Just,
I mean, they're just slapping DC across the face.
Yeah.
Is it like that in the comic book world? Is DC
It has been for a long time. But last month, this is for real, when DC did Rebirth, they actually outsold Marvel for the first time.
Really?
For the first month in years.
In years.
In a
Marvel
long, long time.
Marvel has owned everything.
Yeah.
Like, they own the comic book world, they own the movie world, and DC did this, and people took notice, and
will it last?
Because
DC is notorious for having great first runs.
Yep.
and then things
great just ideas, but the follow through is the execution's not great. So I'm hoping and we're going to continue to collect them, and we'll keep you guys updated on it, because it's also changed the movie world, because yes. Justice League was supposed to be this giant two-part movie, kind of dark, whatever, and now Geoff Johns, who was the creative head for DC Comics, moved over to the movie side, and this week they announced, okay, well, Justice League's going to be a standalone movie now. It's not going to be this two-part epic. It's going to introduce these characters, but then they're going to get their own movies. It's going to be a lot lighter and fair than you were expecting, because Batman v Superman was so dark and dumb that people didn't love it. So they're changing, and I think they've understood that, like, oh, we didn't need to change and be gritty and relevant. And it kind of reminds me of, like, the church a lot of times, where if you do something for the sake of trying to be cool or real or relevant, like, check out this laser light show for the sake of cool, it'll fail. But if you genuinely do something because God has called you and said, hey, this is what I'm putting on your heart, and go for it and own it. Like this new series at Calvary, The Summer Heat, with, like, the food trucks and all that. Amazing!
Yeah.
And you knock it out of the park, you know? But you can't be cool and real for the sake of cool and trendy and real, because trends come and go. And as we've seen, when the trend changes, they'll love it for 5 minutes and then hate it 5 minutes later. So you gotta own what God has called you to do. Who cares about what is trending, you know? Yeah. So we'll see.
That's good.
We'll see. But again, shout out to Astro Zombies for allowing us to rock these comics.
Shout out to Joe.
So we can tell you about
them. And if you've ever been a Superman fan, we say all this to tell you now's the time to jump back in.
Huge Superman fan. Used to read it regularly, and now I'm back to reading again because it seems cool.
Spider-Man is my favorite character of all time. Superman was the first character I ever read in comics.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Thank you, Christopher Reeve. Thank you. That's what turned me on to comic books.
Yeah, it is.
Big Talk.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we got to chime in on the live line. Somebody wants to know how to find our show on podcast. You can search us on Google Play or at the iTunes market, whatever.
We'll do it live!
Yeah, just search The Morning Invasion.
Yeah, just Google us. Just hit the Google.
Yeah.
Morning Invasion. We have our webpage will pop up, Facebook will pop up, iTunes, Google Play, everything.
Speaking of questions on the live line, somebody just chimed in asking our thoughts on the new Injustice. Sorry, we were done with Nerd Talk.
You know what? Hey, we'll just keep going because it's
a video
we can't really do anything.
Hey, I'll tell you this. Yeah. You ready for this? I really think that if there wouldn't have been a giant negative reaction to Batman Superman, that we would have been getting basically Justice League Part 1 would have basically been an Injustice movie.
Yep.
Really think that. And now, not going to be the case.
Yeah.
Not going to be the case.
Somebody else on the live line just chimed in and said, yes, thank you for Comics Corner! Exclamation point. You're welcome.
This is Nerd City.
It really is. Injustice was a comic or a video game that was like, oh, Superman went bad. And basically it was an excuse to have a Mortal Kombat because it was from the creators of Mortal Kombat. But it was a DC Comics video game where the Flash was fighting whoever, you know. And it actually turned into one of the best-selling comic books for DC Comics because it was outside of normal continuity and people could just read a great story. And it was one of the best-selling comic books. There have been seasons of this comic book that I actually want to go back and read. I've never read the comic book.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, I've heard it's incredible. They just announced Injustice 2, everybody. Brand new video game. Thanks, man. I was really excited to talk about it.
You're not a nerd, are you?
No. But I do love video games and comic books, and let me tell you, I can't wait 2017. Injustice 2.
The
nerd noise is deafening.
Yeah.
We also like our audience to stick around, so that's why we're going to cut this one short.
I guess we'll just love it, man. It's all good. Hey.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 people in this room approve of comic books and video games and cool things.
Well, if Dex could read, he would read them.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right.
That's very true.
You're
it's
right.
Okay.
One day I'm going to learn you how to read, boy.
Actually, yesterday when we were at Astro Zombies, they had a giant Spider-Man comic book.
Comic books?
It's a new Spidey comic that's like the size of an atlas. And yeah. so what? It's got bigger pictures and bigger words, big and I thought of you wow. right away.
You yeah. don't even have to use you know your what? Glasses.
So
oh, that's cool.
I thought of you immediately. It collects the first three issues of Spidey and the first two of Spider-Man. You could probably read them because it's big words.
Yeah,
and just
that's so funny.
Big pictures.
You guys are just so funny.
Oh, it's so great, man.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll wrap up some headlines. Is there some Steve-O?
I haven't done
a
whiskey
things.
Tango in like 7 days.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hang out. Civil Twilight. Story of an immigrant. Morning invasion on Star 88.
Yes.
Good morning, Starmy.
Welcome.
Coming up July 2nd.
Probably one of the biggest celebrations in our existence
of freedom.
Guys, we're celebrating the fact that Will Smith took it to the aliens, man.
No.
There was a giant ship in the sky.
Oh, boy.
There were aliens, and Will Smith was like, "Welcome to Earth!" And we fought the aliens, and because of that, we can celebrate our freedom from slavery of aliens.
Stop it.
And no one knows that more than Australians. And so we brought out for King and Country, because that's what Will Smith shouted as he blew up the alien ship.
Oh, man, Luke, are you fighting aliens
on the phone
right
now? Luke from For King and Country. Welcome. Glad you're still with us.
Hey, thanks, man. I don't know if I should be with you after you call me an alien. But, you know, that's all good. I'm cool with that.
No, you're an Australian. There's a difference.
No,
you just understand it because you feel alienated because you're
well,
on your little
thing.
Island.
Here's the thing. It's a sensitive subject because until I became a citizen of America, I was considered an alien. So
right.
I only became a citizen like 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
And so I lived most of my life in America being considered an alien. So, you know, you struck me where it hurts a little bit.
Yeah, sorry, he does that.
Just
does
so we
that,
know,
Luke.
That was Steve-O. Steve-O.
Yeah,
Steve-O,
you know,
said that. No one else.
I can't help it. I apologize. Dude, honestly, I'm really stoked that we get to celebrate 4th of July together. Crazy fireworks extravaganza. Hawk Nelson here, and you guys are going to be in the ABQ. It's going to be fun.
Dude, it's going to be fun, man. What's crazy is we were just with you guys.
Yes.
Like, we just did an interview, like, what, a few months ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so to come back again, it's like, man, you guys are beggars for punishment here.
Yeah.
We need it. They love the drums in Albuquerque.
Yes,
so,
they do.
So, Luke, last time we talked to you guys, you did just gotten done with The View, right? You guys were on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anything big happen like that since we talked to you last? You've been on any big shows?
Well, here's the thing. If I say no, then you guys are going to think I'm lame. Man. And if I try to make up something, then I'm just lying.
That's true.
Well,
so,
you are
well,
part of
I am here. I will say this. I am here in Cincinnati at a theme park, and there's roller coasters going all around me right now.
So, that is huge.
That's kind of fun, right?
Yeah, okay.
Dude, I will tell you what. Already a fan. You know, you've been part of the family here in Albuquerque for years. We love you guys, of course. And seen you play many a times. But I cannot, like, tip my hat enough to you guys for that performance in Rio Rancho that night, because you guys were on a plane from New York. You had rocked The View. You came here. It's obviously exhausting. You guys were tired. And you put on an incredible show that night. I don't know where the energy came from or the excitement, but that was seriously one of the best shows I'd seen in a long time.
Yes.
So kudos to you guys for just always bringing it.
Well, thank you guys very much. I think that we all look at what we do, probably similar in what you guys do with seriousness. We try to obviously point people to Jesus in all the different ways that we can. So
yeah.
Who cares if we have to get up early and take a flight across? So it's still a significant thing that we get to do at night, where we get to come and hang out with whoever it might be in that situation. So there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to give it absolutely everything we've got. And we enjoy it. I mean, there's something the truth is, we always have something to celebrate.
Yeah.
And I feel like we get to do that with our lives, but also just even professionally when we perform. We get to do that in our performances as well.
Hey, man, on the phone with Luke from For King Country. Not only are we going to hang out for Freedom Celebration July 2nd, all the details at star88.fm, but coming up in July, you're part of something ginormous called Night Vision. Talk about that, man.
Well, we, man, we're thrilled to be able to be really doing so many different festivals and things this summer. I mean, it's kind of one of those where we're not doing many. I mean, the Rio Rancho show that we did then, we did a few others after that, but we're not doing many other, like, tour shows. Most of it's festivals. So the thing about festivals, obviously, it's not just us. There's a ton of other folks to be able to come and hang out. And so that's an event where hopefully you can see a ton of different folks that you might be familiar with thanks to you guys.
That's cool. Awesome. Dude. And Luke, totally stoked about it. We just talked to our boy Jordan Felice. So excited that you guys are going out on tour for the Priceless Tour this fall.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, right? I think, you know, one of the things that we try to do with our tour is if you're going to come out and we're going to tour together, we want it to be, like, significant. We don't want it to just be, hey, we're going to put this group of people together because, oh, you're going to sell tickets or whatever. We want it to be, like, and we genuinely enjoy your artistry. We genuinely enjoy what's going on. And so that tour with Jordan and KB is going to be a heck of a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's awesome.
Someone just chimed in on the live line and said, Freedom Celebration is going to be my first time seeing For King & Country Live. I'm so excited.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Yeah. It's a free show, which is amazing. It's going to be a baseball stadium, which is crazy. And so the stage, we know, because we're doing the morning show live, like pre-show, before you guys take the stage. It's like,
so does that mean I get to see you guys again?
Yes, yeah. Dude.
Sorry,
there's
gonna be no, man. Right? First half of a year, I will have seen you guys like four or five times. It's gotta be a record, right?
We're sorry. Apologies.
So we're gonna be kicking it for that. You got to come out and hang out before the set that night and just be part of the morning show because we're doing like, you know, Evening Invasion from 4 to 6 p.m. like as the doors are open. But
well, hey, if you need an invasion, you always need aliens. Right,
exactly. Oh, hey, see, bringing
so
it back.
Offended.
Exactly.
So offended.
I'm offended. I don't even know why I'm offended.
You know, you choose to be offended, guys. In this culture, we can just not be offended.
That's
how's
true.
That? Okay.
That's true.
So we're excited for that. But I mean, this is going to be a different experience because I know the stage is set out in like beyond second base. So any thoughts or ideas how to generate response and excitement from a crowd when you're like so far away?
Well, if they can't be near us, we go to them. That's the way that I
know. That's what you got to love about you guys. You guys get off the stage and you guys get into the stands and you guys just do it. It's awesome.
I absolutely love it, man. We know you have another interview you got to get to. Crazy, crazy. But, Luke, we're so excited to see you in what, like 10 days we'll be hanging out. Listen.
Let's do it.
All right, man. Have a great day.
I appreciate you guys. Hey, I said this last time. You guys do a fantastic job. I love your your humor and your energy yourselves. So thank you guys for being supporters of ours and look forward to seeing you.
Heck yeah, man. Love you guys.
Love you, man. Right, just go ahead and hang up on yourself. All right. We'll see you.
All right.
Stop telling people to hang up on themselves.
You did it again.
You did it
again.
I told Luke I did it.
You told Luke for King Country. Earlier in the week, you told good old Jordan Felice, and that made it to his Wikipedia page.
Sure did.
If you go to Wikipedia right now, Jordan Felice, actually, it says, recently was told to hang up on himself by Dex Toth.
That's right.
Good job, you.
It's my new thing. When celebrities call in, I'm just going to tell them, hang up on yourself.
I will say this. There are a lot of artists we play on the station. There are a few artists I love as much as people as the Smallbone Family.
Keep
Joel
keep
and Luke.
Practicing.
They are fantastic.
They really are.
They're such good dudes. So excited for that. Freedom Celebration coming up July 2nd.
Okay, pretend like I am... Let me think of a big-time Christian artist.
Third Day.
I am...
Mac Powell. Hey, come on back to you.
Christina Yamaguchi. Okay.
Who?
Christina Yamaguchi.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing, Dex?
Hang up on yourself.
You can't say that to her.
Hang up on yourself.
What? Why?
So, do you like the fast delivery? Do you like it a little slower?
I feel like you need to do it at the very end and say
it. You want me to be calm?
No, you got to say it fast and furious, or else we're going
to
lose.
I just wanted to talk about
artist interviews. Yeah, you can't say it at the beginning like you did with Jordan Felice. You need to save it for the end because Luke thought it was funny.
Hey, man.
Can you start saying that at the end? Because it is kind of awkward because you always let the interview linger at the end. So the interviewee is going
to.
And you're going,
you
all right, thanks for calling. Okay, have a great day.
All right. You have to let it linger.
And then you wait.
Okay.
All right, hang up on yourself.
Hang up on yourself. Hey, man.
Hey.
You'll have to wait till the next time.
But you always have to...
dude, guys.
First, tell him how much you love him. Hey, Monday, thank you so much for your time. We love you.
On Monday, I get to tell Caleb Johnson to hang up on himself.
Yes. That is your new... Dude, that's your slogan.
Yeah!
Okay? Mine is, that's a stabbing, or as a feminist.
That's right.
Steve-O's is...
I'm a racist.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Steve-O's is save it for radio. And Dex, yours is hang up on yourself.
Hang up on yourself.
I don't have a cool one, guys.
Yeah, it's save it for radio.
But that's save it for radio, I never say on the air. I say that off the air to my friends.
You should start saying it on the air.
Why would I say it on the air when we're actually on the radio?
Because
why?
It's funny.
Because there's no saving
tell
it.
Our callers. Tell our callers. You say save it for radio.
Hey, save it for radio.
It is obnoxious to like friends off air because we'll be hanging out and I usually will... If they're telling a good story, I'll go, whoa, save it for radio. Yep. Save it for radio. Well, because maybe, I want an honest reaction. I want an honest response.
Maybe we should change yours to racist comment.
Okay.
Like, in quotation marks, racist comment.
Can it just be the expletive things? Like the, you know, you got like the pound sign and then like the ampersand.
We got the list. We got the list the other day.
Okay.
Just try it. Throw it out there.
Hang up on yourself.
No, you can't take mine.
That's Dex's.
No, okay, so I'm going to say, hey, coming up here in just a few minutes.
Oh, save it for radio.
Not bad. It's not
bad. But we're on the radio. It doesn't work.
I think it works real well.
Speaking of slogans and catchphrases, I've got a story for the ages for us, guys. Whiskey, Tango. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, man.
What?
WTKFC.
What?
That's what Daryl Hammond was saying recently. Daryl Hammond, best known as Saturday Night Live alum. He also brought back one Colonel Harlan Sanders.
Love him.
When they started this campaign, KFC was like, bro, Daryl Hammond, you're our guy. You shall be... our Kentucky Fried Chicken slinger.
That's right.
You're slanging the KFC. Well, the announcer and actor said in a recent interview that he was, quote, played by the fast food chicken giant, which he claimed led him to believe he would be the long-term pitch man for the company. Portraying, of course, the founder, Colonel Harlan David Sanders. He said, I felt like a fool because... obviously, as we've seen, if you've noticed the commercials, it started with
Daryl Hammond.
Mm-hmm. Norm MacDonald then took over.
Yeah.
I believe Jim Gaffigan now is the spokesperson.
Yeah.
There have been a few Colonel Sanders.
There have
been
Sanders. A few.
Well, he said, quote, I'm really upset someone didn't tell me that I would be replaced to build me up like you're going to bring back the Colonel, an American icon, and then there's five others.
Oh.
He said he actually... spent time with the Sanders family. He read books, plural, about Harlan David Sanders, which he said KFC sent him in order to portray him as well as possible. He didn't take this as a comedic commercial. He took this role very seriously, and he believed he would be the Colonel for years.
Man.
In fact... on Tuesday, Norm MacDonald jumped into the conversation and said he thought KFC should have just stuck with Daryl Hammond because he was excellent. He said, quote, in my opinion, KFC made a big mistake replacing Daryl Hammond. Daryl disappeared into a role, and his colonel was authentic and perfect.
Hang up on yourself.
Okay, stop. Now, when Daryl... here's the crazy thing. When Daryl Hammond was doing this interview, it was for a radio program in studio. And in the studio with him was Jim Gaffigan.
Shocking.
The colonel of now... the current Colonel Sanders. Gaffigan actually seemed caught off guard by the conversation and said that it was kind of weird, Daryl Hammond's resentment towards the company, because he said, quote, that's really interesting because it was presented to me as a very short-term thing.
Hmm.
I think my contract was 5 or 6 months, end quote. Obviously, Daryl Hammond says he doesn't have any interest in reprising the role in order to bring the current commercial campaign full circle. He said, that was the last time I get emotionally invested in my work.
Mm-hmm.
When you play me like that, when all along you knew what was coming, I don't see the point in it, end quote. But dude, yeah, he though he is a comedian, he took this very seriously. And if you go back and look, he wasn't comical. He really, like, he had the accent. He was going, and then you got Norm MacDonald, who was like, check out the chicken. Yeah. Poor dude.
No, I feel bad.
I do too.
Should have hung up on himself.
Okay.
Hang up on yourself.
Did you like it when
I... Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
No.
That's the colonel right
there. Daryl Hammond, obviously, he's well known for his Bill Clinton impersonation. He just owned his Donald Trump impersonation. He had a great Sean Connery a la celebrity. Jeopardy. But he always did great impressions and took it very seriously, yeah, even though he was a comedian. And so to be, you know, quote, stabbed in the back by KFC was quite a bummer.
Big
for
deal.
Him.
Well, you know.
That's why I like to announce my new hashtag boycott chicken. All around, we're just gonna until the chickens apologize to one Daryl Hammond, refuse to eat the chickens. I'm not gonna give water to my chickens in the backyard. Stay we're just strong. Gonna boycott all chickens in general, because that's what you do when something upsets you. You boycott it, but not correctly. You just try and boycott everything.
I hear you.
Am I right, Southern Baptist?
And now the news. Don't touch that dial.
Sorry, that was your Whiskey Tango, Colonel Sanders.
That's kind of sad, man.
I know.
I feel bad.
I do feel bad, too. Because you look at those commercials, and they're just kind of funny now, but...
Everybody's replaceable.
I'm going to feel bad.
Do you guys know I'm getting replaced?
I just
got an email about it, yeah. Crystal said she's going to take over the Morning Invasion.
Crystal? Who's that?
Crystal, HR. It's because of my fight for shorts.
I've never
freedom.
Met her.
I just saw a Reload Love person walking around with shorts on. Makes me real
what?
Mad.
By the way, I want you to know that apparently I've had a catchphrase for years and I didn't know, but many people on the live line don't care about the Whiskey Tango. They cared about my catchphrase. Becca says hers is go to bed and it's official.
Yeah, she does. Is she going to bed yet?
No, I don't think so.
Go to bed.
Becca, go to bed.
Go back to bed.
Somebody else on the live line said Steve-O has all of his yells as a signature, and somebody else said, dude, your catchphrase, you've had it for years. It's what?
Yeah. It's kind of like Joey from Friends. Whoa.
It hurts my... That was Blossom.
No, that was Friends.
No.
He was definitely
Friends.
There
was a different... No, Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
That was...
Uh-huh, because Chandler would come in and then Joey would go, whoa.
That was totally different shows.
Uh-huh.
Joey from Friends was, how you doing? And then Joey from Blossom was, whoa.
No.
I'm pretty sure... I don't know. Okay.
Hang up on yourself.
Boom!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
guys.
Hey, hang up on yourself.
No,
boom!
Don't. No, stop
not
it.
Yet.
Yeah, you can't
say
it yet.
Say yet.
Thank you.
Is this Curtis the movie guy?
Yes, dude.
Hey, what's good? How are you guys? You guys, it's like a boo-hoo, poor guy. You know, KFC, right, with somebody like, you know what? How many James Bonds have they had, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, dude, I got to play James Bond, man.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
For crying out loud, you know? I don't feel sorry for the guy one bit. Take it to the bank. The guy's, like, making all kinds of money. Boo-hoo! You know? Like, oh, shush.
Curtis, why are you so angry?
You're on fire.
Passionate. Did you have some spicy KFC?
I work around these people all the time, man, and it's like, I feel so sorry for it. You know, sorry, craft service is going to bring you a cup of coffee now. Would you like a pastry? You know, would you like a foot rub? You know, it's like, oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
How about us stiffs out here? You know what I'm doing? I'm hauling cars right now.
That's right.
You know, we just wrapped the night shift last night, very last show or night of shooting last night, and so now we're in rap mode. But I don't feel sorry for these guys.
Yeah,
come on, really?
I get it. Dex, do you remember totally when we were summering in Vienna with Brad and Angelina?
It was
and
a wonderful
the good
time.
Thing okay. about yeah, that couple is wonderful. They are very down to earth. Now, you have to kind of overlook, I mean, they buy bottles of wine that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They buy kids.
Stop.
They did, right.
Hey,
they did.
But the thing
hang
is,
up on yourself.
You can't say that.
Why can't I take his slogan?
Work. I mean,
that, it was a
have
failure.
Have you patented it yet?
Like,
let's
I don't
see
even,
it's trademark.
It's like Thor shooting webs like Spider-Man. He just can't
it's true.
Do it.
He's right. Okay. He's right. He's
you
totally right. But anyway, we were summering with them, and they are very down to earth. They don't act like the upper crust. Which
thank you, Curtis.
Nice.
All right. Well, yeah, I got a little update. Going to be working on Wolverine.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh.
Be
you
on
just
Wolverine.
Told the star me. Oh my goodness! He's trying to get his Wolverine.
No, Curtis, he's not. No,
Hugh Jackman.
Hey,
Curtis, will you help me get an extra job on there?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Well, that I have no clue who's doing the background casting on that. So I mean, you could probably find it out on the
pretty,
you know, on
sure
the on the web, the what about, worldwide web.
What about foreground casting?
No, there's no foreground.
Could I be in the foreground this time?
None of that.
Well, you
that.
Know, I don't know. You never know.
Is there underground?
You might get discovered, man. You know?
Hey, you know what? If anyone's going to get discovered, it's Tail. Look at those eyebrows, man.
Thanks, bud. Watch
he is a handsome man.
Thanks, guys.
I don't think that could, because he'd give Hugh Jackman some competition. So I'm like, they're not going to let you in.
I haven't been this embarrassed since I was wintering with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, my God.
Blake Lively. The tip of South America.
I'm going to hang up on myself.
Hang up on yourself.
There you go.
Gosh, man. It's just people love it. I'll be selling t-shirts later.
See, I can't even do Save It for Radio
Coffee
because
mugs.
It's not my slogan because one Matt Gentry just chimed in and said, hey.
That is his thing.
Who said that first? And it was Matt Gentry.
Yeah, but Matt Gentry's
my mentor.
Thing is, it's in the air.
He's 100 years old.
You're in the air is his thing.
Somebody else said Steve-O's catchphrase is definitely, am I right?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. Thank you so much, Starmy. We love you. It's been an amazing week. Thank you for being a part of it. You guys can continue to text us throughout the day and night,
also,
through the weekend.
Also, somebody just said that Venom shoots webs like
and continue.
You can't dump that.
I dumped you. I just dumped you. That's what's going to happen. Love you guys.
Love you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.